last time on the Don and Mike Show.
What about Steve Summerall?
If you want Patty, and I know I can line him up.
If you have a problem getting Summerall on the show, tell him we'll give him a Percocet and a Bud.
Well, thank you.
No. Well, wait a minute.
Beg your pardon.
Yeah. Parker's ball to 32.
42. Beg your pardon.
Beg your pardon.
The Don and Mike Show.
From the heart of my bottom for listening to this frequency wherever you are.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Hello to all you folks down along the Don and Mike Broadcast Network. It's your old buddy Rob Spiewak, Rob A., and here's what's going on. The mighty WJFK, Don and Mike's home station, is currently off the air. As I stand in the air studio, I'm looking at our plate transmission numbers, and they're bouncing up and down, and now they've just settled at zero. So there is no broadcast power at the mighty WJFK. Don and Mike are here in the building today. Even as from where I stand, I can see Mike O'Mara. I just, thank you, Mike. I just saw Don. They are here. This is not a walkout. But what they have to say is very important, and it's of the utmost importance to the Washington, D.C. listeners. So they do not want to come on the network, say what they have to say, which is of utmost importance, and then have to rehash it later when WJFK gets on the air. As soon as WJFK gets on the air, Don and Mike will come in studio and give you the live show you so richly deserve. So let's recap. This is not a walkout strike. This is technical difficulty at WJFK. So, until the studio and WJFK gets back on the air, sit back and relax and enjoy this outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
Hello, Ronnie.
Yes, sir.
Ronnie, pick up, please.
I'm there.
Pick
can
up.
You hear me?
I hate speakerphones. Where are you calling from, a bathroom?
I'm not on a speakerphone. I'm on a regular phone.
Can you go to a different room? There's too much echo.
Oh, you're in the tub. That's gross.
Hey,
That's so gross.
Listening to you guys.
Oh, God.
Hey, you gotta check out the Wichita Eagle online today.
Are you in Wichita?
Yeah, well, I'm about 25 miles.
Oh, geez. You're having a big soak.
Yep.
Listening to the show.
I sure like listening to Frida on the radio.
While you're soaping yourself up. I got you.
Oh, God.
Now, 25 years ago, it was wine, women, and song. Now it's beer, TV, and the old lady, so I know where you're coming from.
Okay, so you're soaking, in the middle of the day on a Tuesday. What business do you own, sir?
Well, I don't own a business. I'm a disabled person.
Oh, jeez. Oh, I'm sorry I asked.
Probably in the service of our country.
Yeah. No, I was a cop and got injured on the job.
Did you get shot?
No, I got run over by a car.
Oh, man.
Sorry to laugh.
About as bad, I think.
Sorry to laugh. I mean, was it in the line of duty?
Yes, it was. I was on a police motorcycle.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Wow. How'd you get run over?
Well, I was escorting a parade, no less, and some old lady pulled out and ran over me right in front of 8,000 people.
So it would really make a good action adventure series.
Oh yeah,
run over by old ladies.
All right, well, Ronnie, the disabled cop taking a soak. What can we do for you?
I'm telling you about my buddies. You're on the Wichita Eagle online today, front page about you coming to town, and the police are going to be at your show.
What is the Wichita Eagle? Is that the real newspaper?
The main newspaper there, yes.
Newspaper Wichita.
And the police are going to be at the show. Is that the gist of the article?
They're going to arrest you if you get out of line with your show.
What is that? Why don't you share with us the details of that article?
No, Mike, hold on, because you know what?
It's time for another exciting edition of...
Yes.
Buzz Surfs the Web.
I have the story here and now.
Oh, before we could even get the
Buzz
music ready.
Buzz Burbank!
Come on now, Buzz!
Here's the funny part. I know most of those officers over there, and they listen to you.
So. Because you're taking all the fun out of it, Buzz, when you go right on that. Okay, Buzz.
Sorry.
Is it on the front page? What does it say?
It is. Here's the article. I'll just start reading, and you stop me when you get tired of it.
Okay.
Wichita police are expected to be among those in the audience Friday when the irreverent hosts of the Don and Mike radio program bring their live stage show to town. Police spokesman Bob Circle said the police department had received 10 calls from residents concerned about possible violations of the city's anti-nudity ordinance during the upcoming Don and Mike's Las Vegas style show at the Cotillion.
That's good, because that means if you want to rob a bank in Wichita,
right.
I urge all the criminals listening to do it on Friday night, because all of the cops in town will be coming to our show just in case a girl takes her shirt off.
Unbelievable. And on the west side in particular, because quoting Circle, we do intend on monitoring it with members of our Patrol West Bureau. So if you're going to commit a crime, the Patrol West area would be the area to do that in.
Jesus Christ.
I think it failed to mention that all 10 of those that complained are descendants of Carrie Nation, who used to be very popular in Wichita.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
What else does it say, Buzz?
Thank you for that.
Is that it?
Let's see. Police say any violation of the ordinance could jeopardize the liquor license of Cotillion owner Richard Leslie. Leslie said KFH officials have assured him the host of the radio program won't go too far.
Yeah, the host. Yeah, how come it's the host? Mike and I never drop our pants when we go on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Requested as we might. Geronimo and O'Mara declined to comment except in an on-air interview. The Eagle declined an on-air interview, it says.
Well, F the Eagle, and F those cops who've got such little time on their hands.
The nudity.
Send them out in the riot gear, boys.
That's all those reporters.
Get your rubber bullets ready. The Don and Mike show's coming to town.
You know, that's all they wanted to do. That's all they wanted to do is talk about the nudity aspect of it. And, if, you know, we have done that show in a variety of venues with a variety of ordinances, and we've adhered to every one of them.
And furthermore, we have stated on this show, if anybody from the goddamn Wichita Eagle would bother to listen, we've stated that the show will have no nudity.
That's right.
That it will feature people in their underwear.
And I suppose that, you know, with this, with the cops being out there, I mean, come to the show. If you take your clothes off, we're going to tell you, first of all, you're not supposed to do that. And if you do take your clothes off, you're just going to have to, you know, deal with what the ordinances are. I mean,
right.
we've done that a million times.
But if you want to hold up a liquor store or something, Friday night is the night to do it.
The patrol west.
I'm telling you that most of the cops in Wichita are going to be at our show.
Oh,
and they'll be enjoying it, too, I'm sure.
Jesus Christ. Is that something? Hello, who's this? Rex.
Yeah, this is Rex.
Hi, Rex.
How you doing, Don Mike?
Wait a minute, I got to tell you.
Hold on.
Buzz has more.
One note at the bottom of the story. It was written by the reporter for the Eagle who writes about crime and safety for the paper. The crime reporter is covering your show.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Jesus. You know,
I'll tell you this. I want to say to the people at KFH, you know, we're coming a long way to do this show, and we need a support network in place here. So they better get their act together,
you know,
too.
The people from KFH better be having a goddamn press conference saying, you know, we do shows that don't feature total nudity.
I have a quote from the general manager of KFH here.
What does he say?
Says, I don't even know if any of it really happens in their show or it's something they just talk about. This is a show that likes to portray itself in a certain way.
Yeah, right. We lie about it.
Right, you douchebag. I hate these guys here. I mean, I really do. I'm sorry. We had a conversation with what's-his-name, and then now this guy's saying this to the paper.
Yeah, right. We make it up when we say that people get naked in our shows. Where the local ordinance allows it. That's right. We make it up. And all the people who call us, they're all making it up, too. Because that's what we're all about.
Right.
Oh, Christ, I tell you, I got half a mind just to cancel the show.
What is wrong? Buzz, you live there.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is going on here? I mean, I don't like it already. It smells like fish. All it takes in Wichita for something to get killed is for 10 people to complain about it, and that's basically what's happened here. You know how big your audience is in Wichita, and the affiliate, at least up to this point.
It sounds like the affiliate's pussying out on this, and they're not making it.
Yeah,
let me hear that general manager's quote again.
The quote again is, I don't even know if any of it really happens in their show or it's something they just talk about. This is a show that likes to portray itself in a certain way, end quote.
Thanks for the support.
Yeah, this is a guy, I already know what that quote says. This is a guy that's like, I don't know anything about it.
Not my show.
These are only the guys that, correct me if I'm wrong, went out of their way to ask us to come to Wichita and do a show and do a Las Vegas-style show.
Right. They contacted us about this. Trust me.
I'd like to know what they're really thinking there. I really would.
No offense to anybody that lives in Wichita, but it's not like Mike and I had this day circled saying, oh, yeah, mm-hmm. we got to go to Wichita for St. Patrick's Day.
I mean, this is the radio station that is bringing us out there. And the radio station better be aware of the fact that they are part of this as well as this show.
Hello, Becky.
Yes.
Hi, Becky.
Hi. I'm just calling to tell you guys that I'm really glad that you're coming, but I don't want this to discourage you guys, even though Wichita sucks really bad. And I think the reason is because there's nothing to do here. There's nothing going on. So when something does come, they just got to make a big deal about everything. Mm-hmm. So don't worry about it.
Listen, we understand. We've been through similar situations. I mean, we did a show in Baltimore one time, and I am not exaggerating for that douchebag general manager at KFH. They had cops in riot gear mm-hmm. because the locals had complained about the show we'd be bringing. And it was the exact same situation, and there was no problem. We never have any problem with any of the cops that come out to our show. They're always decent guys. And my problem with this is really not even the cops, that if people call and complain about it, the cops have to respond. I just wish that the people from KFH,
yeah, it's their job,
would have made a statement to say, listen, you know, there's going to be no nudity at the show. Mm-hmm. Case closed.
Right.
You know, that's all the people from KFH had to say instead of this veiled, well, with these guys.
Whatever they do, we're not in control of it. They're, you know, and that's crap. I mean, we work with the radio station, and we work with the people, especially when we're traveling this distance. And, you know, they better know what's going on there because, I mean, we're not going to go into a situation high and dry without having any knowledge of what the ordinance is. You know, it's not going to be on our ass on this.
No, no kidding. We've heard no nudity. Mm-hmm. Right. That's what we're planning on doing. Coming to Wichita and doing a show that will feature people in their underwear.
Right.
You know, if there's a problem with that, someone should let us know now.
I'd love to know.
Hello, Bob.
Bob. Don and Mike. Bob.
Yes, Bob. That's why I said Bob.
No, I'm sorry.
This is amazing that Don said Bob and then you immediately said Bob.
Bob.
I was wondering if you got to see him when you went out there.
See who?
These nuts.
Oh, come on. Try to get work
he wants
here.
To be a regular, and he's just not going to
can't
succeed.
Make it. Hello, Mike.
Hey, this is Mike from Wichita. How you doing?
Hey, yes, hello, Mike.
Hey, I once got arrested from that Bob Circle. He's a jerk.
All right, thank you, sir. Who is Bob Circle?
He's the cop that I quoted earlier.
Oh, all right.
The man was making a little joke there.
I gotcha. Listen, you know what we're going to need? We're going to need the management from KFH.
Yeah.
To come on this radio show.
Yeah, we want to find out what's going on.
Today. Mm-hmm. To tell them exactly what we do at this show mm-hmm. and to get some support from radio station KFH.
Yeah, I mean, if it has to all be written down and handed to the proper person there that's got, got the bug up his butt, then so be it.
All right. Hey, Charlie, give me the general manager, please, from KFH Radio. The guy that was quoted in the newspaper. Jesus Christ.
This thing just keeps growing here. This is when I think we've put everything to bed on this.
Thank you, Buzz.
It's amazing.
KFH General Manager Jim Worthington says Don and Mike have agreed to play within the bounds of city laws. I don't even know if any of it really happens in their show, if it's something they just talk about. This is a show that likes to portray itself in a certain way. What does that mean?
I don't know.
What the hell does that mean?
It sounds to me like it's like they want all the...
You know, they
want all the steak, but they don't want any of the gristle.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they want to eat steak, but they don't want to know how he had to kill the animal to get the steak from them.
It doesn't work that way.
You know, they want to have a bad boy show on the radio station.
Say what you will about our station here in Washington, D.C., but one thing we do get is we get 100% support from the management here. We really do. We get the people, Ken Stevens and the powers that be, have always stood behind us. And if we're going into this Wichita area, it's got to be the same way.
Oh, there's more in this article. Don and Mike, hosts of the program based in Washington, D.C., airs in Wichita on KFH, are widely known for their sexually suggestive humor and racy antics. Their radio show includes bits such as strip trivia. Hey, right, hello?
Is there a little nudity thing?
It's the radio! Hello? It's radio!
God.
Idiots.
Is there a nudity thing in Wichita, too?
Well, as you know, the recent crackdown, no stripping, no nudity in Wichita.
You know, now that I'm looking at this article, Buzz is printed out, I don't know why this is a story, because the guy from the barn that we're going to be in, the owner, Richard Leslie, mm-hmm. he's quoted here. He says, KFH officials have assured him the host of the radio program won't go too far. Well, now, first off, you know, we don't have anything to do with taking our clothes off, but I'm guessing that the guy understands that we understand that there's supposed to be no nudity.
That's right. So, and it also should be understood, and this is the most important thing, it should be understood, when we're up there, you know, the people that come on stage and participate in our reindeer games, It's their responsibility. And if we tell them, hey, you know, no nudity, that's their responsibility.
Right.
And that's the way it's been. I'll tell you, do you remember every venue we've ever gone into, that's the way it's been.
It's just starting to grow hair. It's this whole thing is just
I want a few
hair.
Things made clear. I think we should get a few things made clear before we trundle out to the, you know, to the lovely open-minded Wichita, Kansas.
We should get Mr. Jim Worthington on the air.
You know, then this all gets back to the same point that we had a couple of weeks ago, is if you have these laws in the city of Wichita,
mm-hmm.
why didn't the radio station put us in a place like outside the city limits where there wouldn't even be the question of, mm-hmm. of any material or the type of show that we do?
It's very, very weird. It's an uneasy feeling.
I don't get it.
You know, the last contact we had with any member of the management of that radio station was that lovely conversation.
Tony Dushing.
We had with Tony Dushing the other day. And that, boy, I tell you, I felt supported after that.
I got a good education in Wichita. There are universities there. There are corporations headquartered there. I don't understand this.
Why are they so uptight about us now?
I don't know. I mean, it's always been conservative.
Here's Carlos.
Thanks, Lauren. Jim is on the snow line.
Ah, thank you very much. All right, here is the general manager of KFH Radio, Jim Worthington. Jim.
Don.
Don and Mike here.
Gotcha.
Hey, thanks for the support of the newspaper. Thank you.
Sure, anytime.
Thank you. Listen, do we understand each other, sir, about the show that we're planning on coming and doing on Friday?
Oh, I think so. I'm not directly involved, Don, but...
What do you mean? You're the general manager. You're not directly...
I'm general manager of 7 radio stations, Don, so... I was just responding to a question from the newspaper that basically saying...
Are you the general manager of KFH or not?
Sure am.
Then you are responsible.
Okay. What's your problem, Don?
What's your problem, Jim?
Well, besides your tone, perhaps...
You know, we love you guys. What do you?
Oh, I feel that, Jim. Jim, I'll tell you right now, I'm feeling the love, man. Feeling the love.
No, that's
Mike. This is Mike
talking.
That's
Mike,
right,
not
now.
Don. There's two of us here.
Okay.
Just like when we talked to Mr. Dushin.
What can I tell you guys? What do you need me to tell you? No, I'm serious. Here's what I need. We're excited about you coming. We think it's going to be a great show.
Yeah. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen at this show?
I think you're going to have a lot of fun.
No. Be specific. What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know, Don. I've never been to a Las Vegas-style show.
What do you think, though? I'm sure you've heard us discuss it on the radio.
I'm sure.
Tell me. You booked us to come to your town. What do you think is going to happen?
I think you guys are going to have a lot of fun. You're going to have some people doing the Nude Family Feud and any number of other fun things. But I've never been to one of your shows. That's what people are so interested about. Nobody here has been to one of your shows.
Why couldn't you just have said to the newspaper that nothing bad's going to happen? Why do you have to say,
that's what I said, but I should have phrased it better.
Well, you know, I get the distinct impression, and in all fairness, that first with the quote in the newspaper, and listening to you, what you're trying to do is distance yourself from this show. And I tell you, where we go around the Washington area to do these shows, that's not the case. We're in this together.
We're partners in crime. If anything bad happens at the show, and I'm not saying anything bad will happen, but if anything bad happens, it will be something bad happening to KFH, which airs the Don and Mike show, not just to the Don and Mike show.
The station is responsible. And I'll be honest with you, Jim, if we need to, we've got our legal department here that'll draw something up to that effect before we even, you know, come out to Wichita. You wouldn't have a problem with that.
We've had no problem getting on the air and saying we understand that there's this no nudity rule in Wichita. I know we're not going to have naked people on stage.
I get the impression that there's something, you know, that you're trying to put it on us, and that's, you know, we're coming out from KFH. That's the station that's bringing us out there. They're the station that's putting this on. It's your responsibility.
Please stand by.
Return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
Well said, Don Pardo. Hi, folks. It's your friend Rob again, Rob Spiewak, Rob A., and it appears that the mighty WJFK is back on the air. We're hoping. So we're going to do a brief commercial.
We resume normal broadcasting shortly.
We do expect to resume shortly. We're going to do a short commercial break, and when we come back, Yes. Don and Mike should be joining us live in studio.
So stay tuned for Jeopardy.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide in Costa Rica.
Fox unleashes Temptation Island and Survivor goes beyond Australia. And some TV critics, television.
365-3636.
That's right.
But turn your radio down.
What?
No, who would you do call?
What?
Don't call to play the name game.
Oh, really?
No calls to rape women. Don't ask when they're coming to your town.
No.
And don't call telling jokes.
Do the letters F-O mean anything to you?
The Don and Mike Show. You can get it.
What?
Move to your left. Move to your right. The Don and Mike Show. The best thing you're going to find. The Don and Mike Show. On your radio.
What?
Get into it.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Oh, Rob, I forgot to pull the tape.
Oh.
Forget it. Just do it without Phil Hogberg today. Just,
well, he's not here, you know.
Just get live.
He's at the zoo. It's pandemonium.
My God.
Just give us the open.
All right. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Expertise and all the ships at sea. And now, to provide at least as much live show as they did for you yesterday, it's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Yeah.
No. More live show than we did yesterday. That is a promise. Our phone number,
print it.
Same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
877-365-3636. Let me start by apologizing for the cluster cluck that happened at the beginning of today's show.
It seems that a wild bear crawled up the transmitter and took our antenna, crawled up the tower and tore our transmitter off.
Now, listen, here's the deal. We've gotten all the issues worked out that we could get worked out.
Right.
And we'll tell you about that in a second. And we're here to do the show. About 2:30, I'm sitting up in the office reading the newspaper. Alan Linewan, de facto general manager, comes in and he says, did you have anything to do with this?
Yeah, Alan's had a good week.
I said, did I have anything to do with what? He said, the station is off the air.
Right.
And I said, I'm here reading the newspaper, man. I had nothing to do with that.
Right. We were, working out all our issues, and then, this is a completely unrelated deal, and here we are getting ready, chomping to get back on the air to tell you what's going on, and we're told the station blew up.
Right, that the station was not on the air. So here was our dilemma. With no offense to the 60-plus stations around America that carry us, what we want to say, it's very brief, and I think you're going to find it anticlimactic if you're waiting for some major announcement. But we wanted to say it once, get it out of the way, and just move on.
Yep.
And just focus on giving you a show today.
Absolutely.
And what we didn't want to do is come on the network, because for whatever reason, even though the station, WJFK, our home station, was off the air, we still had the power to broadcast to the other 60 markets we broadcast
right
to.
So what we wanted to do was see if they could get it fixed in relatively short order, which they did, so that we could come back on within the hour and just get started and start from scratch. We didn't like the idea of giving our spiel about what's been going on with the city of Washington, D.C. not being able to hear it.
Right.
So that's why we waited.
And it's a good thing we waited until they finally got the problem fixed, because we were sitting here in the studio about 5 minutes after the show should have started,
mm-hmm.
and Wendell Hall, our engineer, called up and he said, it's working great, Beav. I can pick it up in my car. And meanwhile, we turned on the studio monitors and we're hearing Mix 106 from Baltimore, and
yeah.
we're hearing the
The 105.9 Jazz Station.
Right. We have one quarter power. You should be able to hear it. There's one quarter power here. I'm so tired and sore.
Yeah, one quarter power. Not good enough. Keep in mind that the station WJFK has already got, like, it might as well be a low-power FM. It has such little push into the Washington, D.C. market.
And, you know, as we talk about assistant engineer Wendell Hall, you know, assistant chief engineer, second engineer in command, first officer, whatever the hell it is, you know, I was just, like, making myself laugh because I could just say something right now that's totally unrelated to make Wendell snap his gab, you know, say, this is all Wendell's fault.
Oh, no.
You know how personally Wendell takes it?
Oh, no.
Wendell, everything is fine, and thanks for your good work, and you know I'm kidding you.
What I understand is that there is like a traffic cone for I'll put it in layman's terms, on the top of our radio tower for WJFK, the broadcasting tower.
Yeah, and Wendell's responsible for maintaining it. No,
stop.
I'm kidding. Wendell, you know I'm kidding you.
There's a giant snow cone up there on top of the tower, and we shoot a signal from the transmitter to the tower, which then spreads the signal throughout the Washington, D.C. area.
Right.
Somebody climbed up on top of the tower and took the snow cap off.
Uh-oh.
Meaning that we are sending a signal to a tower that doesn't have, like, the little kid's birthday cap on top of it.
I was impressed with you when Jim McClure was in here and asked you if you knew what it, like, whatever, an STD is or something like that.
No, an STL.
An STL, okay. STD, of course.
Of course, I know all the STDs.
Novavax for, you know.
I know them all. I've got them all, and I'm down to two pills a day because eight pills was just a hassle.
What a hassle. You know, I don't care if I have outbreaks, but I'm not going to take eight pills a day.
No, I know all about this technical crap, and as we're sitting here, Wendell's on the phone, bless his heart, and he's, you know, because he's in the cover his ass mode.
Well, I can hear it fine in my car.
He's calling. He's saying I can hear it fine in his car. Meanwhile, we're watching the numbers on the meters go down. It's like watching infinity stock. We're watching this go from 10 to 9 to 8 to 7 to 6 down to where the transmitter is flatlining at 0.0.
Going through all those crazy poses.
Wow.
So anyway, that's why we weren't here, and we had nothing to do with the station being off the air.
No, I mean, we're back today. We're here in control now, gentlemen.
Now, listen, here's what we want to say, and we're going to say this one time, then we're going to get out of the way. We really apologize for having walked off the show yesterday. If you've listened to us for any amount of time, and for those of you who have listened to us since we were on the other station,
right,
we would only walk off if things were really serious, and there's a lot more going on than we've alluded to behind the scenes.
This was something that that had been brewing for a very long period of time. However, things happened in very short order. Things happened very rapidly, and it escalated to a point where we just had to make a statement, and it escalated fast.
And the only way, you know, the people who run this station, and I don't want to say the people who run this station, the people who used to run this station, who now run another station, the only way to get their attention, the only way to get them to take phone calls from our agent, phone calls from our lawyers, to sit down and have discussions with us, is to do what we did yesterday, to walk off the air. And just so you know, when we walked off the air, we didn't go get in our cars and get home. What we did was we went down the hall, and we finally started to have meetings with management here that we've been trying to have with them for months.
Good.
Yeah, we want to thank Alan Limewand, who's the GM here at WJFK. He was very helpful in this situation, and you know, our gripe was never with Alan, and we made that clear to him. But you know, Alan is a representative of the management team here, and we had to talk to somebody about this, and we got it rolling. We got things rolling. Things are nowhere near we want them to be.
It's still FUBAR, you know, effed up beyond repair, but we promise you this, that we're not going to walk off again. And if we do walk off again, it'll be like WAVA. If we walk off again, you know we're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And we did it before. We sat out an eight-month non-compete before. If we have to, we will. We don't want to do that. And I'm real sorry to force the issue yesterday, and I had somebody even mention to me something like, well, this is as bad as when, like, the baseball players went on strike.
Right.
Unfortunately, it's the only way that we could get some of the issues that we needed to be addressed, beyond the stuff that we discussed yesterday, the hypocrisy of some of the things we discussed yesterday. There's tons more stuff.
It really is. I just wanted to say, it's The analogy I can draw to this situation here is that it's like somebody who's trying to get someone to understand how upset they are.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking and you're talking and you're saying, you really, this is a bad situation. And they're not listening and they're not paying attention. And finally, you have to scream at the top of your lungs. You got to jump up and down and get their attention.
And frankly, we had screamed at the top of our lungs.
But
still,
it doesn't work. The only way to really get their attention was to do what we did yesterday. It was a statement that we made. That was the reason we were doing it.
And if you think, like I said, we were sitting on our asses yesterday. We weren't, and I wish I could tell you some of the stuff that's going on. Sad I can't tell you, but we were in meetings yesterday, all afternoon, phone conferences last night until 11 o'clock.
Mm.
Phone conferences started again this morning at 8 goddamn o'clock in the morning. And through it all, the only thing that I wanted to say on behalf of our show is that we're not loyal to this company. Because this company's not loyal to us. We're not loyal to certain members of the management team. The only people we're really loyal to are the people who listen to the show every day.
Yeah. They're the only things that keep us where we are, and we know that.
And for that, we really apologize that we let you down yesterday because we walked out. But just know that we didn't walk out because we're having a hissy fit or because we're babies or because we weren't getting our way.
We are trying to get the attention of the people in the management team here and in New York, and hopefully we did that.
Yeah, and I mean, when we say New York, we don't just mean WNEW. We mean Infinity Broadcasting, because we got issues with these people. We got a lot of stuff that we haven't gone on the air with because, frankly, you don't care about it. You know, I can understand you don't care. It's our problem. But so much crap has happened that these things have to be resolved. And what we've been told now is that we've got a schedule for meetings.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's gotten to the point that there are lawyers involved now. It's not even us so much having the meetings. It's lawyers having meetings. We just wanted to say we're sorry we walked out yesterday. Hope you'll continue to listen to us and stick with us. And we promise you, if we ever walk out again, it'll be for good. Because one thing that we've never done as a stunt is walk off a radio station. We walked off WAVA.
Mm-hmm.
One time, we were talked back.
Right.
The next time we walked, we were gone.
That was it.
And we turned our back on the contract, and we sat out. And, you know, frankly, it ain't about money, and it ain't about all the crap you think it's about. It's about stuff that goes way deeper. So we won't walk out again. If we do walk out again, that's it. We're gone.
I wanted to mention another reason for the walkout. I mean, there are two real reasons. I mean, we can do a show under any circumstances. But the other thing is when issues behind the scenes get so overwhelming and they start taking such precedence where it really does get in the way of us doing a decent show. And that was a small part of it yesterday. The big part was making a statement. The small part was there was so much crap going on that needed to be attended to and needed to be attended to at that moment that we had to walk out of here. We had to get these meetings going and, you know, make the statement and hopefully get some things taken care of. Some things have been taken care of. Other things have not.
Yeah, and that really, the stuff that hasn't been taken care of, that's legal stuff.
Right.
And that's stuff that we don't want to be involved with. That's why we hire lawyers, and that's why we're going to let them battle it out. And we're staying out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have one meeting this week with certain members of the management team who, as of this moment, are dead to us. So we're going to be like the Sixth Sense, having meeting with dead people.
We've been, we had a nice meeting with Alan yesterday, and Alan and I went here in Washington and made it real clear to him what the situation was. So it is very good for us to have somebody who knows every single detail of what our deal is here and what the problems are. And
yeah, he's a big reason we're back today. Because
we didn't want to let him down on that situation.
I mean, beyond the fact that we didn't want to let you guys down, all you guys listening, you know, Alan, the de facto general manager.
Oh, God.
You know, and I'm going to keep calling him that. That's just
what you've always called him.
That's an affectionate term.
Right. But Alan, has been trying to work, I believe, in good faith on our behalf here, and I hope that's
the case. Oh, listen, I know he was last night. I mean, I was on the phone with Alan last night at 11 o'clock when he was out doing stuff with his kids. I mean, he was still keeping the conversation going between the corporate office and between NEW and between our agent, and he was there every step of the way. So, you know,
We're loyal to him. We're loyal to WJFK. We're loyal to all the stations on the Westwood One network. I'll tell you this. The only thing I'm going to mention about WNEW, which from now on, incidentally, is going to be a banned topic on this show because it could just start a firestorm in here. We're not going to let it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll just tell you this. After everything that happened, and there are still legal resolutions that have to happen concerning the WNEW situation for us to continue to work at Infinity Broadcasting. But with all of that, they still want us to come back on NEW.
And, you know, unfortunately, you know, we made it pretty clear. I think anybody listening yesterday knows that the damage has been done in this situation. And in order for us to come back to WNEW,
well, a lot's going to have to change.
Major, major things would have to happen. And, you know, we can't, unfortunately, go into the details of what those things are. However, you know, a lot would have to happen. And, you know, right now, who knows?
Yeah, I would not bet on it.
I wouldn't bet on it either.
Right now, they really want us to. And, I mean, not only they, but the company does. And that's where we start getting into all this behind-the-scenes stuff with politics.
And that's boring, and that doesn't affect
politics.
You. Certainly doesn't affect anybody that's listening right now.
Right, so that's our focus now. Thanks for bearing with us yesterday.
Our apologies for doing what we had to do yesterday.
We promise we would not have done that if it wasn't absolutely necessary.
Right.
And, you know, we may walk out again, but if we ever walk out again, you should scan the dial. It might be 6 months, it might be 8 months, it might be a year.
We might surface on a pirate ship off the coast of the, you know, after the off the eastern seaboard doing a show from a boat.
I don't know. I just want to tell you that there is no semblance of loyalty from anybody who used to be in management at this radio station.
Yeah.
There's none. And the only way that we could get the ball rolling to get some issues resolved was to do what we did yesterday. So
we don't even have a problem with that now, but
no,
the rules have changed, and you know, the game has changed, and so if there is ever going to be a situation up at that radio station, things are we'll handle it like we would handle it with another company.
Right, and frankly, you know, our agents and our attorneys, they're already talking with another New York station, which would be the best possible alternative for us. But and I can't get into it except to say we apologize for yesterday. It wasn't a stunt.
Right.
It wasn't a goof. It was not done to piss you guys off, the guys who listen to this show every day. And listen, I know when I finally got out of here yesterday, I got in my car. It took me an hour to get goddamn home yesterday because we finally got out of here like an hour before we normally end the show and I had to sit in traffic. And as a goddamn, I understand why everybody depends on this show so much.
Oh, yeah, all those people that are out there slaying the dragon every day, the people that call and give us crap when we run a best-of show because they listen every single day and the live show is important to them.
We appreciate that.
We really do.
And we apologize.
And there are the people, you know, that I ran in today, like when I was at the gym today, and I said to one of these guys, I said, yeah, sorry about yesterday, and I thought he was a fan of the show, and he looked at me and said, what happened? I said, we walked off the air. He said, you were off the air? He said, no, you were on the air. I said, that was a tape. So, oh, that's why you were talking about Father's Day.
Yeah, there's some people who didn't know.
It's so seamless. You know, that is a credit to the people that put that together.
But listen, our core listeners, the regular people.
The hardcore.
They immediately,
Core listeners.
The triple X-rated, your money shot listeners. They knew what was going on. And especially, you know, for people who listened to the show from beginning to end, who heard us walk off yesterday.
Right.
So for that, we apologize. Will never happen again. And what we're going to try to do is keep the dirty laundry to a minimum. You know, we're going to try to let whatever happens behind the scenes happen. And if it happens, things will be cool. But if it doesn't happen, I promise you we won't burden you with it. I mean, I'm not saying that we're not going to yell at dick general managers and we're not going to bitch and complain, but we're not going to get into another WNEW situation, at least on the radio.
Yeah, because we know that you have a certain tolerance for that. We're aware of that, and so if you were concerned about that, don't worry about it.
Please don't. And the only reason we're taking the time now is to explain it once, get it out there, we said it, that's it. We're not bull-assing you. We're here. We ain't going anywhere. We're queer. We're not going skiing.
That's right.
But that is it.
Hey, Tim McWilliams, did I see Tim McWilliams walk by the window with like a four-day growth of beard?
Yeah, and a sweater.
And a sweater. And no, he didn't have a sweater on. It looked like if it was a white sweater, otherwise he just had his shirt.
No, you would know this sweater.
You know, Tim McWilliams, never boring at this radio station. Always manages.
He's a mystery, Mike.
Always manages to come in with a new look.
He is a freaking mystery. So, listen, being as we've said that now, we're back.
Hey.
We're just going to start the show. Let's get it rolling.
I want to tell you first what we have coming up. Oh, hold on, Rob.
Yeah.
Where's that gift from my brother?
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, you brought thing? This. This was under your arm as you were coming in yesterday, and you didn't want anybody to look at it. This has been under lock and key for a few days. This is your gift, your Christmas gift from your brother.
Yes, a gift that my brother, and I found out. This is not, I just got to look at Tim.
I know.
I just got to look at him. I mean,
seriously, you put him like in an old ripped coat and he could be under a bridge somewhere.
Okay. So this is a gift that my brother, bless his heart, sent us Christmas gifts. He said something for Bart, something for Frida, something for me. And he said, we've got one for your whole family that's coming. You'll get it a couple of days after Christmas.
Right.
This one really is the big one.
Okay.
So the box arrived, and we opened it up, and as much as I love the Green Bay Packers, you can already see this. Take a look at this.
That is hideous.
Take a look at
this. Wow. That looks like something you ought to put under your car to catch oil.
And I have news for you. This is not store-bought.
Yes.
This is handmade.
Custom-made, huh?
Custom-made. From my brother and his girlfriend.
Did they make it themselves?
What they did was they got the yellow and green windsock,
yeah,
which has all of the Mardi Gras type flaps on the bottom.
Looks like a squid.
And they got a bunch of they cut out a bunch of G's that look like the Packers logo on their helmet.
Right.
And it's a windsock. I cannot describe to you the hideous Jerry Springer white trash level of this gift.
Instead of just one G, as you normally see, there are six G's on there. And is that thing made of Naga hide or vinyl or what is that?
It is made of some kind of like indoor-outdoor vinyl.
Yeah, it's a vinyl product, Don.
It looks like what you would have a tent made out of almost, sort of like a coated nylon.
And is this simply, really, the gaudiest thing you've ever seen in your life?
I'll tell you this. Weather won't affect that.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, no kidding.
So I think it's thoughtful because it could be for Green Bay or it could be for Geronimo.
You know, you didn't do it justice. When you said you didn't like it, I'm like, well, maybe it's one of those cheesy souvenirs, and then it was worse. You took it out of the box, and it was homemade.
And it's made with love.
And, I mean, the windsock itself has got to be 4 feet long.
Yeah.
But then the dangly strands of yellow, green, and gold.
Bring that out to the airport. You know, you can tell which way the wind's going.
They're like 8 feet long, so we get this thing in the mail, and he calls up the next day, and he says, did you get it? And I said, oh, yeah, we got it.
And he made it himself.
Yeah, he and his girlfriend
made it by hand.
Made it by hand.
You know, that, I give it a little more credit there, because, I mean, you know. Well, no, I don't.
But look at it.
Well, I mean, but they did make it. There was sewing involved. And
yes.
Obviously, a tremendous amount of time went into this.
So he says, what do you think of it? And I said, it's great. And he said,
it's great.
He said,
it's great.
He said, where are you going to put it?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And I said, probably on the deck of the beach house up in Ocean City.
You should tell him you'll keep it in the office.
And
because he'll never be able to check it there.
And Frida said, there's not a chance that this thing would ever be going on.
Well, this would be one of the times that I agree wholeheartedly with your wife. You don't want that anywhere on your property.
But now that you've seen it, if there's an outside shot. My brother's going to be calling this week. If he asks about this.
I'll tell him you hung it up in the office and you love it.
That's all I ask. Because really,
and you ought to hang it up in the office. We put all our crap like that
in the
office.
It is the thought that counts.
That's
they
right.
could have put more.
Well, I'm trying to think. You know, if they even if they'd ringed the G with yellow.
No, it would still be.
It would still be.
I mean,
sucky.
We're not doing this thing justice to describe the texture of it.
The top part looks like the upper part of an oysterman's boot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does look like the top of a boot. That's right.
The top of one of those plastic boots.
Yeah,
and then the squid tentacles made out of white, yellow, and green are just. I mean, it's really nasty.
It's hideous, isn't it?
It is a hideous thing, but it does get credit because they made it. It's not like if they've gone out and paid money for that, I'd be...
Oh, come on. Who would pay money for
that? Would be... Oh, I think they could make a fortune selling
this. And if we ever get a website, and God knows that the show will never be broadcast on the web as long as Infinity Broadcasting is involved, but when we go to the next radio station,
right,
when we get a website, that's the type of thing we would take a picture of and put up so that you could...
You know what? I know they made it
and enjoy it.
I know they made it. Do you think they made it out of a kit? Do you think they had a kit that, or do you think they really, I'd be curious.
Maybe somebody from Green Bay, we're on in Green Bay, maybe somebody from Green Bay can call me and tell me if they sell like these kits at Shopko or something
like
that.
Like a windsock kit? You know, your official... your official Packers windsock.
But wouldn't you be able, like, just to buy one, though, that had, like, the stuff printed on there?
Probably be able to buy a little nicer one. You know what I mean?
I don't see how.
You'd probably be able to buy one that was a little lighter weight. Do you think that's even capable of, like, elevating with the wind? The material
is
heavy.
It's
heavy, yeah.
What it's going to do, it's going to sit there like a turd in a punch bowl.
Maybe it's geared for a Green Bay winter.
Yeah,
very
so.
Windy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It doesn't freeze.
Frida said all we need is a couple of Jeff Gordon flags.
Right.
Have you ever driven by someone's house?
Oh, yeah.
And they have outside, like, where you should have the American flag?
You see this big number 56.
24 is Jeff Gordon.
24, whatever. All right,
3 is Dale Earnhardt. They got the big-ass NASCAR flags.
Right.
Proudly displayed out front their homes.
What's the what's Dick Trickle's number?
69.
Hey.
No, I have no idea. So I just wanted to share that with you. And listen, if he calls,
Please,
it really is how I feel. That the thought,
of course,
you did. You know what?
The thought is what
it
matters.
I was wondering whether it was going to be as bad as you said.
You know,
you made a big deal about it, and you brought that thing in under like security guard cover. And I was like, boy, I wonder. And then when as soon as you opened it, I saw it. That I didn't know it was made out of the heavy duty, you know, military tent material.
And you should have seen Frida. She nearly threw up when I opened up the package. As we go through all of the wrapping and stuff, and I pulled this thing, I said, look at this. And she went, oh my God.
Yeah.
Not a chance.
What if you got it out of a kit?
Well, someone from Green Bay should call us.
Hope so.
See if there's any catalog with the Packer windsock kit in it.
And let us know, because the G's are actually sewn on by hand.
And the G's are perfect.
Yeah.
It's the perfect Packer G.
That's right.
But it doesn't have the green is not the Packer green. It doesn't have that. It's got to be a little lighter shade of green.
Well, that's goddamn gaudy. And I wanted to share that with you. That was, incidentally, my favorite Christmas gift.
Of course.
Fantastic.
Out of all the Christmas gifts.
Does he make his own, like, boots out of deer skin and stuff like that?
You know, he's a very resourceful guy, my brother.
Yeah. Like, you could drop him in the middle of a forest and he'd be able to pull it together.
Well, don't you remember when he actually, for a while, was... He changed occupations constantly. He got a job at Knott's Berry Farm in Southern California, running one of the amusement park rides, and they fired him because he wouldn't shave his beard.
Right.
And his job after that was working in a porno bookstore.
Sure.
Then he drove a trash truck. Then he decided to bag it all, and he went to Montana
to be an elk guide.
Where he was an elk guide.
So he could do that. If he was in that movie Castaway, he would have made fire a lot earlier than Tom Hanks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Survivor 3. Let's get him on Survivor 3.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'd like to ask him. I'd like to ask him if he knows how to make fire.
He could do it.
And if he could walk us through making fire.
I'm sure my brother could.
Without matches. Yeah, because you know what he'd say. You know, I'd dig my lighter out.
No, I bet he could by that thing where you rub two sticks together or whatever the hell Tom Hanks does in that movie.
And how legit is that when he's making fire like that? Because, I mean, it was kind of a primer on how to make fire. I mean, I would make fire that same way if I was on a desert island. I wouldn't do the thing where you twist it in your hands. I'd do the way he did it, where you had the little hollowed-out log.
See, that'd be way too stupid to even figure that out. I would never attempt fire if I was...
Oh, yes, you would.
...stranded on an island.
Yeah, of course you would.
You'd want that.
You would get to a point where you would have to. It would be survival, and you know how to survive.
No, I don't. I'm the worst. I'm telling you, I would really rub two sticks together for about 30 seconds. I'd say, you know...
You know, this will gauge it for me. When you were watching that movie, how closely did you pay attention to that? Were you watching it just kind of half-heartedly, or were you watching it going, hey, he's taking that little almost straw-like material, and he's put it in the hollowed-out log, and then he's taking another stick, and he's making... I mean, it doesn't strike me that you need any particular wood. You're just doing it purely on friction.
How do you think I watched?
I think I did look at me.
You know, I know.
Half-hearted, Mike.
I'd love to know if somebody knows how to do that kind of stuff, if that was crap or not crap. You know, and I haven't heard that. And usually in a movie, you know, 80% of it's crap. So I'd like to know if you really can make fire the way he made fire that... Yeah, I know he worked hard at it, but it seemed relatively easy.
Couldn't be Hollywood PR, but they said before the movie came out that they actually experimented with this, and they actually tried to make fire in the studio, and they tried several different ways until they found one that worked, and they said, that's the one we'll use on the movie.
Someone should bring some sticks down.
Mm-hmm.
And let us try.
I want to try to make fire. I really do. I'd love to try to make fire.
Yeah.
You know, with, like, with wood out in the forest, not anything special, you know, and not a flint or anything, you know.
Well, how about Rob just goes break a couple of branches off the tree right outside?
Yeah, Rob, try to get like branches, but also get like a hollowed out and then get some underbrush. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And then get a few sticks and then build us a canoe.
What would you like that? Just go see what you can find us out front.
Okay, be right back.
Did you see the movie Castaway, Rob?
No.
No, he's got a baby, Mike. He's not going to see a movie for the next 5 years.
You're not going to see a movie for 5 years.
The
movie
I saw in the theater, I think, was Tora.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I'm about to go out like for a half an hour.
Hi, this is Ernest. I'm calling from Mobile.
Yes, hello, Ernest.
I was in the Boy Scouts, and you can make fire like that. It takes a long time, but it can be done like that.
All right. Thank you, Ernest. And incidentally, I love the way you saved Christmas.
Yeah, I get that all the time.
Gotcha. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
Yes, and Mike.
Those jokes don't seem to go over since the great Jim Varney passed away.
No. Hello.
Yes, you know, you can't actually make fire out of coconut. That was the top of the coconut you can't make fire out of.
That was that hairy stuff was the coconut hair.
Yeah.
And is that the same hair that he used that on the
Wilson?
On the ball?
Volleyball, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, I wonder if you could make fire out of like your own pubic hair or something like that.
Or
if you didn't have any coconut.
What about like the hair on your head?
The hair on your head.
It doesn't have to be short and curly, does it?
Exactly.
It smells bad though. You know how burning hair smells.
Yeah, it also goes.
Don't I buzz?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't I know how burning hair smells?
Oh my God, that's such a turn on for me. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'd like to bid on that Packer windsock or whatever.
Look who's here.
Yeah, hey there.
Yeah, it sounds pretty nice, Don.
Yeah, it's it's pretty good for sure there.
Yeah, you put that right out on your deck or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, is this the real guy from Green Bay?
Yeah, this is Norb up in Green Bay.
Yeah, this is the real guy.
All right, let me ask you, do they sell these things like at Shopko? Can you go buy a kit to make your own Packers vinyl windsock?
I don't know. I haven't seen that over at Shopko or nothing, but it sounds pretty nice, though. How much are you selling that for, then?
You know what?
Yeah.
I might give it to you.
Yeah,
he deserves
it. Give it to me, then.
He deserves it for these great phone calls.
Well, I don't know, though, Don. That's, even if it's hideous, that's from the heart of your brother there, so.
Yeah, I know, but.
You shouldn't probably give that away, don't you think?
He's from Packer country where family is
like,
king.
No, it's even better than, like, going out and buying something that Shopko, like, if he really made it for you.
Yeah, he did, yeah. We should probably just put it in the office.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Norm.
All right, hey, we'll check in with you guys later, then, okay?
Okay, there.
Okay, take her easy.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Take her easy, Norm.
Bye-bye. I love that.
That's
guy.
The real guy from Green Bay.
He'd enjoy it, but family's first up there in the hinterlands.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
What you're sending Rob out to get, which is off of the tree, is going to be green, so it won't start a fire.
You know, you sound like the guy that's sitting there right now. Do you really know what you're talking about?
Yeah, I used to do tree work, and
what if he picks up deadfall? What if he picks up deadwood?
Mm-hmm. Deadwood would work, definitely.
Any deadwood? Any deadwood?
Pretty much any deadwood.
Well, you should go to WMAL, then.
I know.
Yeah, see if we can rub a stick on Chris Gore.
just go break off one of Chris Gore's fingers. One of his big, gigantic, bony-ass fingers. We'll rub his two index fingers together.
Or we just take one of Chris Gore's fingers and we break it off and rub it on Andy Park's scalp.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. Hey, you two big pussies.
Hey, you bastard.
Why don't y'all just stick with your radio show? And if it wasn't for Don, Mike, you'd have no job.
Hey, F you, pal.
Can't do it, buddy.
Please,
we are sticking with our radio show.
What do you mean, stick with your radio show?
We're here. We're doing our radio show.
What was that about?
Hello.
I don't know, then.
Don and my show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I've got a book here. It's the Worst Case Scenario Survival Handbook.
You know, there's a book for everything.
I've seen this book.
Isn't there probably like Survival for Dummies? You know all those four dummies books now?
Right. But you'd have to make it, you know, really, dummies would never remember anything, so you'd have to make it wallet size.
All right, go ahead.
It describes exactly how he did it in the movie, How to Make the Fire.
All right, go. Do you have it there?
Yeah.
Okay, read it to us, please.
All right, hold on. Let me pull off.
Hold on, Robbie.
Rob, that's perfect.
Robbie brought us some sticks and some brush.
Some kindling?
Rob, is that like from a tree or is that a piece of kindling?
Well, give me some too, Rob. Share with me, please.
Backyard.
Let me
have
a
ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, how to start a fire.
Feel the outside of that.
This got where you
That'll
tie
make fire.
You tie a string around the stick.
It is soaking. Absolutely. No, no. It's like it's been soaking wet.
No, only one side of it is wet. The top is dry.
No, no, no. The bottom side is dry.
Okay.
It's like a steak, though.
Yes.
It'd be good if we have a vampire in the studio today. I'd be able to
this is perfect, though. He did it right. He did.
Well, Rob, you didn't see the movie, but you did basically.
I've seen the scene.
Sure. All right, we need another, like, so we both can...
And you know what? This guy's right, though.
This is going to be a competition.
We need some kind of string, though. We need...
Oh, we've got it. Look.
You got a string, like, spin it faster?
Yeah, didn't he have some kind of wire
or
something?
No, he did it with his hand like this.
All right, let's go. Give me the sticks. Let's start.
Well, but I want to do it, too. I want to try it, too.
That's what I'm saying. I want to do a contest with you.
Yeah, but I don't have the flat part. You've got the flat part.
There's only one piece of stick like
that. Oh, all right, hold on. Let me just...
have to take an end.
If somebody, do we have something, do we have a saw where we can cut it?
Mike,
here, I'll do that. Okay.
Why don't you just go first?
All right.
Why don't you take 30 seconds?
You wouldn't have a saw in the wilderness.
Just take 30 seconds and you try it first.
All right.
One concession is, Wendell made me say I'd put down a piece of paper so you wouldn't scratch the pretty new furniture. And I promised I would.
Please.
So
they should worry about the transmitter, not worry about the goddamn Formica counters.
Well, the furniture still works.
Okay. Ready, Mike?
30 seconds.
Ooh.
Go. I smell smoke.
Rob, put the microphone down there by what Mike's doing.
That's not smoke.
Here,
here it comes.
Here it comes. Sure.
Sounds like you're J-O-ing.
This motion is not unfamiliar to me.
Why did he put the paper down? All right, hold on a second.
Wilson!
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, I'm sitting there. I'm working on this here.
You're doing it. I'm sorry.
It's not even cool.
All right, can I?
It's not even. Yeah, here. Go ahead.
Pass it over.
I'll leave my twigs and berries on there for you.
All right, guys.
Here, this was the best stick I found.
Okay.
The string does make it easier, and if you don't have any string, you can usually peel a strip of bark off a branch.
All right, forget that. Here we go.
So cold and wet.
Here we go.
And.
Go,
pack, go!
Here we go. One of the directions on my book here says it lubricate the notch.
Well, hold on, I can't keep the... Getting dick over here. Getting dick! I'm getting this piece of wood, though, down to a fine point.
You can use it for a tool later.
Now, I'm struggling over here on the other side. I'm just trying to...
No, that's my 30 seconds.
I say it takes a long time.
F that.
You know, we need drier wood.
You said you saw this book before?
No, I didn't know Buzz did.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's got...
it's yellow.
How to jump from a building into a dumpster. How to jump from a moving car.
Oh, Buzz, bring that book in. That sounds like a bunch of stuff we'd be interested
in. Okay, I'll pick it up.
All right, thank you, my friend.
I can bring it in for you guys.
All right, we'd appreciate that, too. Right. Thank you.
Later.
All right, see you later.
Oh, Mike, now you're rubbing it on USA Today.
That's not going to work, is it?
I don't think you're going to set USA Today
on fire. I want to see, you know, friction, it's all done with heat and smoke. I want to see if I can make anything warm.
You're making me warm.
Thank you, buddy.
You always make me hot.
Appreciate that.
All of us now like morons rubbing sticks together.
I think, really, if you're on an island...
This is what you people want us to come back for?
So we can try to make fire. There's got to be... You know what? There's got to be a better way. I mean, in the movie, he makes fire the only way he knows how with that friction and stuff. But there's got to be a system where you get... I always heard it's the kind of wood you use.
Well, it would have to be... I mean, drier wood would be better, but we've had a lot of rain out there.
Like a type of hardwood would be... can I see that?
Yeah, there you go. Go ahead. Knock yourself out.
All right.
Let me know when you get fire.
You know me.
But you know, in the wild, you have to use what you find, and what you find may be wet.
Okay, Daniel Boone. Jesus.
Grizzly Elston.
You die in like 24 hours.
I don't think so.
I can't find my slippers.
Yeah, but there's no strollers in the wild.
I bet Buzz would survive in the wild.
No, I think I would. I think I'd be very good at it.
I think he could make it. I bet he would outlast me. Hell, I think all you guys would outlast me. I'd be the first to just jump in the ocean and kill myself.
Hey, you'd be trying to catch fish.
Just like, imagine
you drive
that
off like a cliff and hit a rock.
No, I mean, I would just take my life.
Right.
Yeah. What the hell? I'm stuck on this island?
No, that's the worst sin, remember? I think you'd try to survive.
No, that's right. I guess I probably would.
Yeah.
Mike, hey, Geppetto.
Yeah.
This is pointless.
It's not even warm.
This is pointless.
I think it's all about leverage.
Oh, yeah, that's going to make a fire now.
The This is not even warm. This sucks.
This is what everybody waited for us to come back from.
It's totally such a... I just wish there was a way to make fire.
How many people out there wish we'd walk out again now? Okay. Enough with that. Enough with that. Listen. Listen, here's what, we got to set this up quick for tomorrow. Because, you know... Two a-holes walked off the show yesterday.
Yeah, they just screwed up the whole week.
So our schedule is all screwed up. Tomorrow, we have a trip to give away to New Orleans.
New Orleans, Louisiana.
It's a great trip. Go down to New Orleans, and you get to see the WWF Royal Rumble.
Fantastic city.
With all of your favorite WWF wrestlers. Now, we've done What Would You Do for a Trip. We've done Freak Shows for Trips.
Right.
We've done What Would You Eat for a Trip.
Right.
We're really tapping the bottom of the well on this one. Non-alcoholic beverages prohibited.
And you mean alcoholic beverages prohibited?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I say non-alcoholic.
Right,
great.
Right.
Alcoholic beverages notwithstanding, and body fluid notwithstanding.
Okay.
What would you drink for a trip to New Orleans?
I'm already feeling queasy.
Oh, sure.
But we got to have a fast turnaround on this because we'd like to do this contest tomorrow.
It can't be poisonous, alcoholic, or body fluids.
Right. Well... When I talk to the lawyers, they never mention poisonous. So, I mean, hey, if you want to drink Clorox, you know, be my... Yeah, of course. Nothing that'll kill you.
Nothing that'll kill you.
But
is Charlie doing it again, Lisa? Oh, look at Lisa's face.
What's wrong, honey?
It's one of those days again. I think Charlie had milk for breakfast. I had to come get the citrus spray. It has begun.
You look lovely today. Lovely.
Hey, man, if he's doing that today, I mean, I seriously spoke to him about it. It was that bad. Wow. And we all fart here. We all have farted, but nobody farts like Charlie Broyles.
She looks a lot like Faith Hill. Did you see Faith Hill on those music awards the other night?
Yeah, I like her new do.
Ah!
Yeah, I like that look.
Ruined it for me.
Really?
Ruined the entire Faith Hill experience for me.
I think she is such a naturally good-looking woman that any hairstyle would suit her.
She needs that long lion's mane of hair.
Yeah, that's a beautiful look, but I didn't mind the new look. It was very unique for her. I liked it a lot.
No, it sucks. You don't wear hair extensions or anything, do you, Lisa? Is that natural?
No, that's natural.
All natural.
Yes, all natural.
Gotcha. Thank you very much. So listen, what would you drink? We're going to open the phones now, and keep in mind that the only thing the lawyers say is no booze, because as entertaining as it would be to have a guy come in and, like, drink five bottles of bourbon,
right?
If the guy gets in his car and runs into a school bus, well...
Or drops dead right in the studio.
Yeah, you know, hello, you know, we're off the air again.
Right.
So, you can't drink booze, and you can't drink your own semen, or you can't drink your own sperm.
Or anyone else.
Or you can't drink your own urine.
Right.
However... A woman could drink her own breast milk.
Very, and that's a wonderful suggestion.
And that is the one caveat, that it is all right for a woman to drink her own breast milk.
It's the only bodily fluid we'd accept.
So the question now is, what concoction can you put together to make a cocktail that would win you a free trip to New Orleans?
Very good.
And we got to have a fast lickety-split turnaround on this because we'd like to do this contest in studio tomorrow.
Lickety-split, you'll be licking your lips.
So think about that. Get your cocktails ready. And give us a call at 877-365-3636. Sorry we walked out yesterday. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The mole will lie to your face.
You are one pretty lady. Not.
The mole will double cross you.
Drink this, it's not poisonous.
The mole could be right beside you. And you wouldn't even know it. Who is the mole?
Me.
The betrayal begins Tuesday, January 9th on ABC.
Where are my eyes?
Come and enjoy their world-famous love act, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, listen, we do want to welcome another mega market to the show.
All right.
That, of course, would be Fargo, North Dakota.
Yeah, Fargo, for sure.
Well, listen, welcome to the big time, Fargo.
All right.
Our station is 96.7. Rio Radio, 96.7 FM.
Roll your windows up. Come on now. You can't hear the show.
Who wants to start a pool on how long until they cancel the show?
Well, maybe one of those deals where the program director put us on and the owner never heard the show. You know when the big thaw comes up in Fargo, that's when they'll cancel us.
I'm going to bet we don't last a month.
Fargo.
And I'm rooting for us.
So, of course.
Right.
But I bet we don't last a month. Put that down, Robbie.
All right.
Write that down.
For now, the show is lost in the snow.
I don't know if anybody has bothered. Oh, and we'll get to your calls about what you'll drink immediately.
Good.
I don't know if anybody has gone to Playboy.com recently to check on Hannah Storm.
Right.
Buzz, if you'd go there now and let us know. We have not talked about this, but I was reading Rick Riley's column in Sports Illustrated.
I always laugh when you mention Rick Riley because, I mean, he's a famous columnist. He's been in Sports Illustrated for years, and I was so out of the loop when we met him down at the Super Bowl that I said, so what do you do?
He was a good guy. He was a fan of our show.
Very nice guy, and he was very insulted when I said that to him.
He listened to our show. Well, I immediately climbed to this bung because...
Yeah, I know, right after I did that, which made it even worse.
Well, because I read the guys on the last page of Sports Illustrated every week.
And now that I started to read him after
he's
that...
He's funny.
He's very, very funny.
So he's writing a column here about Playboy.com sexiest sportscaster poll, and he writes about who should be the male guys if they did a male version of this.
Right.
And he goes down to the very end, and listen to this. It says, Dan Hicks, NBC. If Hannah Storm can be dragged into a babe-off, why can't her husband get hauled into a hunk-off? I'd vote for him, says Hannah Storm, who's currently third in the Playboy poll, despite being 8 months pregnant and slightly larger than a Wendy's. Someone should call Rick Riley, or maybe he's listening to the show now, and let him know that, listen, the reason that Hannah Storm, at least when he wrote this column in the new edition of SI...
We egged on her supporters. We goosed that survey.
Yeah, and we have been derelict in our duties. We've not... Goosed Hannah recently.
No, we haven't.
I do know that on the day that we started talking about it, she had 800 votes.
Right.
Yeah. The last time I went to that website, she was up to 26,000 votes.
She's in the big three.
But she was getting killed by Melissa Stark and also by Jill Arrington from CBS.
Jill Arrington is leading the pack now, right?
Yeah, she's in first place. At least she was. I have not looked at that website for a couple of weeks, so I don't know. You got it there? Should we have gotten your music out, Buzz?
No, I think it'll be fine. That page is loading now. I bookmarked the page before, but it wouldn't take me directly to it, so I had to go through Playboy.com, the first page.
All right, well, while we're waiting, let's take some calls to find out what would you guys drink tomorrow on the show to win a free trip to New Orleans to go to the WWF Royal Rumble. Okay, let's find out. Hello there. Don and Mike show, what would you drink?
Tabasco and vinegar or both? And both, whatever, anything.
Yes, it would have to be the combination.
That Tabasco one. And vinegar.
That's fine.
Tabasco and vinegar. And how much?
Whole glass of it.
A whole glass? You mean like an 8-ounce glass?
Sure.
That's a lot of Tabasco.
That's no problem.
That's a lot of vinegar. You'd have to come here and actually mix them up in front of us so we could see.
Right.
You know,
bring it down with me?
Yeah, that you didn't like just put tomato juice in there.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, okay. We'd test it.
I have no problems doing
Well,
that.
We'd be able to smell the vinegar.
Yeah.
Right away, and we could certainly also smell the Tabasco.
Oh, yeah. Well, are you sure we'd be able to smell the vinegar around here? Always smells like vinegar around here.
It would depend who's in the building.
God.
Hold on, please. Listen, you're in the contest.
Thanks.
Well, what's your name, sir?
Josh.
Josh, hold on. Lisa will give you a time to come down.
I can't smell that vinegar. It just smells like the normal building smell.
I can't tell you how many times. God, I got a funny joke and I can't say it. I got a funny joke. Well,
now you want to live here. You live here now.
That's
you know, we're back on the air. We're not walking out anytime soon. So you gotta live with these people. You gotta be very careful.
Well, I'm gonna say it anyway, and I'm gonna hope that she takes it in the nicest possible way.
Oh no!
And I can't tell you how many times we've been up on the boardwalk in Ocean City, and I've said, "Hey, listen, I'd like some Hollingsworth on my front."
Oh God!
You show up in Ocean City.
Yeah, the smell of vinegar permeates Ocean City.
If you go to Thrasher's, that's the thing. They put vinegar on the french fries, right. And it is an acquired taste that I have never bought into.
I cannot stand that concept. I cannot stand that smell. You know, the last time, most recently, when I was up at that ski place, they have a lot of that french fries with vinegar.
The British do that.
I mean, what is the deal? I've never, you know, I probably can't say anything because I've never enjoyed a french fry with vinegar on it.
That's how they serve fish and chips. That's where that came from.
Really? Oh, hey, listen, that ski place?
Yes.
They want to hook us up with all freebies.
The whole schmear.
The whole schmear. So, maybe next weekend, maybe we get our families up.
That'd be fantastic. Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hi, who's this?
My name is Sam.
Sam.
How's it going, man?
You're going great. Sam, what would you drink for a trip to New Orleans?
A little bit classy. I would drink Visine in a martini glass with two olives. Shaken, not stirred.
Visine in a martini glass.
You know, yeah.
Why are you rolling your eyes there, Buzz?
Well, remember they used to put Visine in restaurants?
I think they corrected that.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they've changed the formula.
Wouldn't that give you the Hershey squirts, though?
I don't think so. It'd tear you up pretty bad.
Because we used to know a girl who was a waitress, and when he would get pissed off at a customer, when they would, like, order a refill on their Coke, she would go back and pour Visine in it and stir it up.
And they say that would just give you horrible diarrhea.
Awful diarrhea.
They've changed the formula, and I don't think there's anything toxic about Visine now, so I don't know what...
What are we going to do? Are we going to have, like, a chemist standing by to make sure?
Well, listen, Robbie, give me the number of Visine. Okay. We'll just call the Visine company and ask, if you drink it, does it still cause diarrhea?
If you drink a martini glass full of your product, I guess it may be a full thing.
I guess so. Sure. Hold on a second.
Yeah, we'll check it out. We're not going to let anybody do anything that's going to kill them.
Hold on. I wouldn't mind, if he just gave himself diarrhea.
I thought you were going to say you wouldn't mind if somebody got killed.
Of course not.
I mean, those days are far off, Don, but we'll be on the cutting edge when that happens.
No. Death equals ratings.
Yes, I know.
Thank you. Hold on, please. We'll give you time to come down tomorrow. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Actually, I thought about something pretty crazy. I thought about vinegar mixed with lemon and lime juice, some A1 sauce, and hot sauce.
Well, that's very similar to the, isn't it, to the...
Yeah, I mean, everything except, you ought to substitute something else for the hot sauce. Mm-hmm. Like maybe mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
Yeah, there's no reason that you can't make yourself a float
of foodstuffs.
Or a shake.
A steak.
I really think that, the idea of creative foodstuffs have to come into this. Concoctions that would make most people gay.
Hey, and I don't see why you couldn't bring a blender in.
Absolutely. We should have a blender standing by.
And just make yourself a power shake.
I think about that guy with the Pepto-Bismol. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, did that make me gay?
That was a grand moment on this show.
It certainly was.
And tomorrow, hopefully that's what we're going to have is an entire show of upchucks.
Right.
an entire show with people coming near barfing.
We'll have the trash bag standing by.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi. We're doing great, thanks. Who's this?
This is Jeff.
Jeff, what would you drink for a trip to New Orleans?
Well, I was thinking of taking about an 8-ounce glass of water and throwing in about, half a dozen cigarette butts and letting it soak overnight, chugging it down.
That wouldn't be bad. Will you drink the cigarette butts, too?
If they slip down, yeah, but I'm not going to fight for them.
Well, it would... It would
the water.
It would score you extra points if you actually had some of the butts. But yeah, sure.
I'm always looking for extra points.
Uh-huh. All right, well, that's a good one. Yeah, hold on.
If you're gonna drink that concoction, take down a butt or two.
All right, thanks. Hold on a second.
Hey, listen, I've been listening to you guys since way, but I'm glad you're back.
Thank you. Lisa will give you time to come down here tomorrow.
Super.
Hold on a second. Lisa will schedule you.
Schedule.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yes, who's this?
This is Jeff.
Is this the cigarette butt guy?
Oh, hold on a second. I went to the wrong line. My mistake. Hello, Don and Mike.
Fellas.
Yes.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Who's this?
This is Matt.
Matt, what would you drink?
Well, Mike just said it, a stick of butter.
You'll drink a stick of butter?
Well, I melt it, of course.
I said mayonnaise, but a stick of butter is
even
just
better.
Fine. Yeah, absolutely.
Even better. I know I've told you this a million times, but the funniest thing I've ever seen is this jockey friend of mine. We went to Denny's one night.
Is this Hoffman?
Yeah. And Howard Hoffman, not on a bed or anything. He just sat down, and we were ordering, it was late night, we're talking about radio, and we're going around the table, and it comes to him, and he says, I'd like a stick of butter, please. And the girl said, excuse me? He said, a stick of butter and a knife and fork.
And he proceeded to eat it.
And he ate it.
Did he enjoy it when he ate it?
He loved it.
He loved it.
He loved it. Because we loved it.
Oh, okay, yeah. So he loved it due to the comedy value.
He loved it because as we were sitting there eating our ham and eggs or whatever the hell we're having at Denny's,
right.
He just had a stick of creamery butter, and he would just slice off piece after piece and eat it.
And you guys would laugh every time
he'd
eat it.
Oh, my God. We laughed out of control. We laughed out of control.
That's out of control funny.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Don.
Yes, and Mike.
Hey, listen, I was just talking to Charlie. I said I've got my wife right here. She will come down and drink her own breast milk. Hello?
Yeah, we're still with you.
She will come down and drink her own breast milk, and the hook will be that she will pump the milk right in the studio.
Hey, that's a beautiful thing.
Fantastic.
Okay, hang on. You want to talk to her?
Yes.
All right, hang on.
Highly nutritious. For the baby, of course.
Right.
And perfectly safe for the mother, I would imagine.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hi, honey.
Hi.
Hi, you really want to do this?
I will do it. I don't know if I really want to do it.
Well, you're a good lady to do this for your man.
Will your husband be taking you down to New Orleans if you win the trip?
Well, I told him that was the deal because we have a 9-month-old, and he says he refuses to fly on an airplane with the little one, and I said that's the only way. I said if we win this, then we're all going as a family.
Oh, well, that would be great.
That's fair.
Come on down, pump your breast milk, drink a glass, and maybe you'll be on your way. Hold on a second, please. Hey, who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Oh, God. I don't know. Some people have said Gina Davis.
Oh, that's fine with it. We'll leave it right there.
Stop there.
Leave it right there.
Yeah, don't go any further.
Okay.
Thank you. Hold on, please. Lisa Woodson.
Is she still there?
Hold on. Let me go back to her.
Yeah, she's there.
Are you going to do it with the machine?
Yeah. I have a double.
So what do you think she's going to do? Just...
Well, there are two things. There's the thing where you do it by hand, and then there's the actual electric machine that they use.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. When Frida did it, she just did it with the hand, like almost like the way you pump up a bicycle tire.
That's the only two that I'm familiar with, but there's one that's electric, and it's fun to watch.
Yeah, well, I can do it manually, or it's electric, or it also runs off a battery.
Okay, fantastic.
I bet. Thanks. My. Hold on. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
Hold on a second.
You are sick.
And God, I about blew a hole in my wife's back. Been since we had sex.
A long time?
Well, because I've still got 16 stitches going up and down my back.
You didn't wait very long, though. And I know that right after you had all your procedures done, you weren't functioning in that regard.
No, and Buzz gave me some great new DVD porno that I was not able to watch.
I was thinking Buzz gave you the little blue pill or something like that.
No, my God, no. I've been ready for it, but... You know, and when we were done today, physically, I was like, ow, it hurt my back.
So you still aren't able to copulate pain-free.
No, but my God, what a release.
Oh, God.
I mean, I'm serious, what a release.
Yeah, thanks for sharing.
Just let me just say this.
That's like describing a BM to me.
When she, when she stood up.
What? Okay.
Drip, drip,
oh,
drip.
Stop it!
I'm serious.
Stop it! I don't care if you're serious. Stop it!
It was like Jesus, a month's worth had been screwed up.
Oh, God.
Oh, really?
We're back.
Boy, oh boy, we are back. It's official.
It's official. I'm going to go barf.
It was fantastic.
I am going to go throw up right now.
It was right in the middle of all this crap going on. I just got off the phone with our agent.
That's a credit to your sex drive.
Just gotten off the phone with the Infinity lawyers, and then she was just standing there blow-drying her hair, and I said, you know what?
It's time.
I said, I don't care how bad my back hurts with these stitches.
Good for you.
Yeah. Do it.
See, that's okay. I can handle that. It's when you get into that nitty-gritty detail, I'm about to barf right now. Just like you'd barf if I was talking about it, too.
And I mean, it wasn't just a
drip. Here he goes. You know, you won't stop now. He gets worse now the more. I mean, the more I talk like this, the more I encourage him.
It was like, you ever got a bottle of Hershey syrup?
Right.
And you pour out the level that the Hershey syrup pours out of when you're squeezing the bottle, or a bottle of mustard, maybe, or ketchup,
right?
Yes.
And then you get to the bottom of it.
When she stood up.
Oh no, I thought you were doing something else. That's gross.
That's what happened.
That is so gross.
That's what happened.
That is gross.
All over the place.
Oh, my God.
All over the floor.
Oh, God. Oh, dear.
And I just sat there and admired it.
Good for you.
I said, God damn.
Yep.
Look at that. That's me.
Yeah, okay.
You were proud.
That's me.
Oh, God.
I put on my new slippers, and rather than just get a towel or something and clean it up, I just
did that thing back and forth with my foot on the ground.
That's
just kind of,
sanitary.
Just ran my foot back and forth over in my new slippers.
I'm glad you kept moving. You know, if you stayed in one place, you might have been stuck to the floor.
In my new banana slippers. She got me slippers for Christmas that have bananas on them. They say don't slip.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The slipper is a banana peel?
No, the slipper itself is black.
Right.
And on the top of it, it has embroidered a banana, and the banana is being unpeeled, and it says, don't slip.
I didn't know you were a slipper wearer.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I suppose with the toe.
Right. I can't.
Do you have many pairs of slippers?
I go through them like crazy.
Do you really? So you wear slippers around the house?
Yeah. Absolutely.
You learn something every day on this
Didn't
show.
Know that.
You learn something every single day on this
Don't
show.
Don't you remember I told you she used to, the reason I used to go like to craft shows with Frida was because I would always go buy like
the moccasins,
slipper moccasins,
mm-hmm. and wear them around the house.
Yeah, there would always be some guy out there who had handmade these moccasin slippers,
like sort of a deer skin on the outside with a fleece interior.
Yes, and like the fake fur around the ankle.
Do you have any goofy ones? Do you have any ones like that have a like Elmo on the front of them or anything like that?
I have Packer slippers.
Do you really?
I do.
Of course. Well, you know something, that's intelligence. Good to know.
I have Packer slippers. I have Packer socks,
right?
I have Packer underpants, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Big slippers.
Yeah, big clown slippers. Big gigantic slippers. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, who's this?
This is Leo.
Leo, what would you drink for a trip to New Orleans?
I would drink bong water. Like a big load of bong water.
I think the bong water would be just about as normal as what you're putting in the bong.
Oh, that's, I don't know. I've already heard that. I'm not sure. I've never tried it before.
Yeah. In other words, gentlemen, what I'm saying is it might not be the smartest thing.
Yeah, hey, Forty, I didn't know you're here. Come on in.
It's Mr. Forty. Hey, I also have a celebrity sighting for you.
Hold on, Mr. Forty's here. Who did you see?
I saw Bowser from Sha Na Na. Cruise.
Come on, that.
And I mentioned him to you. Sick.
Was he performing?
Yes. It was weak.
That doesn't count.
How old would Bowser be? Like 100?
Goddamn, way old. What's 40 doing here? Oh, I told him to come in this week.
Right. Yeah, you invited him down here.
Yeah.
He's here wandering the hallways. I've seen him twice now.
Oh, I don't know. Hold on with your bong water. Hold on a second. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, 40. Hold on a second. Let's say hello to our favorite Mr. 40. Hey, Mr. 40, what's up?
That's right. Thanks for saying the S word like 5 seconds into the studio.
I didn't even hear him.
It was off mic. He said, I'm just walking around an S.
I'm Mr. 40.
Oh, here I go.
What's up?
Hey.
Hello.
You a Tampa Bay fan? Or is that just a shirt? You an Allstott fan? It's number 40.
It's number 40, and I guess the Tampa Bay jersey was the only one you could find with a number 40. Mike Alstott's number, right?
But not that way.
Pardon me?
Hello?
Yeah, what did you say, sir? You were talking. We were talking to Mr. 40.
Oh, no. I was talking to you guys. I know I was on the air.
Yeah, you're on the air.
We were just taking
a brief second to say hello to Mr. 40, who was just, I just looked out the window and he's walking down the hall with his big 40 just kind of waving in here.
We haven't seen the great 40 in a while, and we were just greeting him, and meanwhile you were saying something. What were you saying, sir?
I was saying, I'm listening to the show without the delay. I'm very excited, very giddy.
Well, that was certainly worthwhile.
Thank you.
Glad we,
I wanted to play that, what would you drink?
Yes, what would you drink for a trip to New Orleans?
I would bring that,
And then his phone drops out.
Huh?
And he's gone.
He's gone.
Well, he was a stellar caller right from the very beginning.
Yes, hey, dog.
What's up? How you been doing? Is that number one?
Oof. Nah.
Number four?
Nah. I've been out there since you started.
Oh, really? So what number 40 are you on right now?
Two and a half.
And what is that?
What is that hand gesture? I was trying to figure out. He was putting his hand up to indicate the number, and it was some sort of like, looked like he was like imitating a spider crawling up a wall.
Normally, they ask somebody how many beers have you had, and they would hold up like, you know, the peace sign,
right?
40 did it with his little finger and the finger next to his little finger.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. He's had two and a half.
And what is the brand du jour today?
Right now, I went with an OE theme. This is OE 800 Ice.
OE? What's old OE?
Old English.
Old English.
You see the label on there?
And then I got the OE regular 800 marinating in the refrigerator.
Marinating in the refrigerator.
You ever notice the labels on some of this stuff? you know, looks like really, doesn't necessarily look like a beverage. It looks like something you put in your car, you know? Yeah. I mean, it looks like something like you put in your
black
car to...
poster.
Yeah, yeah. That really looks like some kind of antifreeze or something. I guess it's a similar product.
How were the holidays for the 40 family?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah.
Santa Claus was good to you, Mr. 40?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We did it up.
How'd you celebrate New Year's?
Just chilling, because I think it's going to be the last New Year's I can really just chill. You know, we got a couple of bottles of mole, some shrimp, and, you know, crab legs. And
right.
Why will this be the last New Year you could chill?
Oh, well, a couple of weeks ago, I just signed with Capital Punishment Records. And we working on our
distributorship. Very good.
We're working on our distribution deal right now with a major label. I'm not supposed to say who yet till we finalize, but we're full-time entertainer now.
Oh, fantastic.
Look at that.
Congratulations.
Wake up in the morning and go to the studio.
Now, when you're winning a Grammy Award, are you going to remember your friends here?
Of course. Y'all going to be on the album and in the video and everything.
Wow. That's good.
Well, now, listen. Hold on. So, have you quit whatever your regular job was now?
If they're listening.
Did I just hear you say Don's going to be on the album and in the video?
I say y'all.
Oh, y'all. Okay. Yeah. I got nervous for a second. I want to make sure that I'm in this, too.
Because
right? I thought you might, you know, after I had the beard shaved, I thought, you know.
Mike, we're a package deal.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think, Mr. 40? I grew it back for you.
It's banging. You
it's banging.
Now, you know what I'm saying?
It's banging.
So you quit your Joe job?
Yep. I let them know this week.
Oh. So what, are they finding out now that you've quit?
Job-like.
So you are a full-time entertainer.
Selling, yeah.
So you've signed a deal where you get some money out of the deal right now?
Yeah.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Everybody's taking
I won't
care.
Say the name. Write down the record label. And just tell me.
The logo label is Capital Punishment. You mean the...
Who the distributor is. If it's a national.
That
right?
Working with?
Yeah, write it down. I promise I won't say it, just tell if I've ever heard of them or not.
Oh, yeah, you've heard of them. I'm sure.
Well, I don't know. Who's somebody on their label? Write down somebody on the label. An artist on the label. Oh, okay. Yeah, him I know. Okay. Okay, I know both of them. Okay, those are big names.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
Why don't you have one of those guys call the show?
Let me get in there first.
We never have rappers on the show.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we're gonna
could you imagine that?
We're going to spice it up.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think, you know, even
y'all
though...
Y'all going to be in the video. If y'all want to be... Would you want to be bartenders or you want to be...
Yeah. No, you know what I want? I want you to do a video like Nelly... And I want to be one of those guys out like by one of those big 65 Chevys that's got the springs
with
in it.
Hydraulics in it.
So it's going up and down. I just want to be like
that's not going to work, though. You're going to have to be something like, you know, the Jackie Gleason sheriff.
UPS guy, come here. Come in here for a second.
Oh, yeah.
I want to thank this guy. Listen, yeah. Mike.
Are you going to tip him? Are you going to tip him?
What?
You going to tip him?
Oh, no. Listen, yesterday when Buzz and I were walking out of the station.
Right.
And frankly, yesterday when we were leaving, we were a little down.
Yeah, it was a down day. It was a depressing day.
But I want to thank UPS guy. Come here. Have a seat.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Come on, have a seat.
Oh, this is great.
Because this guy, wasn't he wonderful, Buzz?
He was. No, he always is, but especially yesterday.
This guy came up, and immediately he saw me and Buzz, and he said, hey, I want to tell you something. I'm behind you.
There you go.
I'm behind you
all the way.
Behind you all the way. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that.
Yeah, it was nice.
Really did. It was very nice of you to say.
Is there anybody you want to say hi to on the microphone here? Anybody that might be listening?
Yeah, Lynn down the street at Eltron.
All right.
Cool.
Fantastic.
UPS guy. UPS guy, this is Mr. 40.
Hey, what's going on, dog?
There you go,
man.
Hey, you gave the Soul Brother handshake.
Yeah, I could use the 40 about right now.
Yeah, that'd be fun, wouldn't it? If you're out there delivering packages, drinking 40s the whole time. About 8 o'clock at night, you know, somebody's like waiting for their laptop to be delivered or something. Here you go!
Hey, and I'm waiting for the lap dance.
There you go.
But absolutely. The guy could not have been nicer. Yeah, like, we walked out yesterday, he was
very supportive.
Yeah, very. Yeah. And thank you very much for that.
You're welcome. Oh, hey, by the way, you got to see the collage this young lady did for you out in the lobby. You'll love it.
A collage of what?
The two of you guys.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You mean the picture that's out there?
Is the picture of you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's coming in the door right now.
Oh. All right, here we go.
Hold on a second.
Doing a job for me.
Oh, brother.
What are they doing?
It looks like if we were in a car accident.
Mike, you're going to love it.
Oh, that is scary. That looks like something out of the Cell.
You got to look close up.
Oh, really?
Look close up.
Oh, it's... The picture of our faces
is all made out of, like, breasts and vaginas, little itsy-bitsy pictures from porno magazines.
That's very well done.
So you met, the girl...
That's pretty clever.
You met the girl outside who did this?
Oh, yeah.
Is she still there?
Yeah, she's still there. She's a little hottie.
Hey, bring her in.
Really? Wow, this is quite a bit of talent. Look at
in a J.O. contest.
It's our faces made out of vaginas.
And breasts.
And breasts.
Yeah.
And faces. I'm seeing it there. Boy, this is truly amazing. Take a look at that.
That's very intricate.
That's
intricate. Is that the word I'm trying to say?
Yeah, very intricate.
You have to be,
I mean, you have to have, I think, some art training to be able to do something like that.
I think more craftsmanship went into that than into the windsock that my brother gave me.
It's fantastic.
Let me check it out, 40. Let me see.
No. Yeah, you take really a close-up look at that stuff and seeing all the...
It's like one of those magic eye things. Like,
exactly. Like one of those subliminal pictures.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Where's the girl? Here she... Oh, look at this. Come on
here. She comes. Let's give her a round of applause. Hi there.
Aren't you nice? God,
wow.
You little minx. Look at you.
I don't remember me, but I was in the J.O. contest.
Yeah, oh, really?
Don't you remember that she's...
In her bathroom.
Oh, that's right.
So when we had the contest for people to J.O. on videotape?
I remember that. That's right. I remember you.
Yes, take your coat off.
Go ahead. It's a party now. Mr. 40 was 40? Rushing to assist right
nice
there.
Nice to meet you.
Make yourself comfortable. So when did you get the idea to make pictures? And these are accurate pictures of our faces.
Yeah, do you have like art training to do that type of thing?
I'm pretty much self-taught, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that's hard to do, I would imagine. I mean, you'd have to, you know, have some training or so.
Breasts and vaginas and women's faces.
We got to give you your props.
Are all of the little things that you used, are they all female body parts?
Yeah, all female.
Fantastic.
How long did it take you to do this?
Almost 2 days, maybe a day and a half.
Wow. Boy, you know, I was thinking about a Christmas card for next year, and
this could be
that
it.
Would have to be it.
Yeah, that'll be it.
This Absolutely. Could be it.
Well, you're very nice. Thank you.
You're welcome. Actually, I have another one that's going to be coming out, kind of the same idea, but better.
Well, that's a good idea.
And I'm going to show it to you guys in about 2 or 3 weeks.
All right.
Fantastic. Cool.
Thank you, honey.
By the way, I saw Shiloh. It was her birthday.
Really?
Oh, really?
Where'd you see Shiloh?
You guys do for her birthday.
We didn't do anything.
We didn't know it was her birthday.
Not like we're going to strip for Shiloh on her birthday. You know, that wouldn't be exactly a gift.
Where did you see Shiloh?
At a lounge.
At a lounge. Are you wearing leather pants?
I don't know what these are made of.
It's like a polyurethane stretch type.
Lycra type thing, I think.
Are you in exotics? You know what I mean? Is that your line of work? What are you doing, Mike?
He's making me laugh today. Yeah, Mr. 40 is making me laugh today.
What do you do for a living?
Not really. I'm an artist.
An artist?
Yep.
Are you a dancer?
No.
No?
I'm not a dancer. Thought about it, but...
Yeah.
I'm just an artist.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Just an artist. Yeah. And that's very artistic. I mean, it's not autistic. It's artistic.
Thank you for the picture. And again, if we had a website, we'd put this up. Hey, 40, don't you have a website?
I sure do.
Why don't you put this on your website?
I will have this scanned and put on the website in no time.
Wait, you have a website?
Soon. Ielus.com, EYELUST. Like I left, but an I.
How did you bump into Shiloh? I'm kind of curious about that. You go down the strip
Oh, it's a funny story, actually. I went into the bathroom, and this girl was in front of the mirror, and she says, Shiloh, do you need a tampon? And this girl walked out. Long girl walked out. Yeah. And I was like, I think she's the one from the Don and Mike show.
So did Shiloh get her tampon?
I don't know. They didn't really stick around for that.
Yeah, gotcha. So was that like at a club or something like that, at a bar or something?
At a lounge.
At a lounge.
A lounge.
So you wouldn't mind if 40 bothered, borrowed that and scanned that and put it on his webpage?
No.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. All right, well, get out because I have to fart now. Bad? Well, I mean, I'm holding it. Because I don't want
to... You know, I almost farted during the last strip trivia, but I didn't have the guts to do it, I suppose.
Oh, here we go.
There she goes.
40's trying to motion her back, and he failed.
That was nothing. That was a bubbling crude.
Oh.
That was not oil. You did not hit black gold, Jed.
No. Sorry.
What's the matter, 40? 40's like gesturing, and he is demonstrating to me that he is frustrated.
I was trying to get her the correct spelling of her name so she could get credit or whatever.
Oh, we'll get it during the break.
Maybe you'll have to meet with her later, 40.
I'm still new at this radio thing.
Yeah, maybe you'll have to have a conference with her later.
You have to have a conference call with her, 40.
Mm-hmm. Although, you know, we've totally gotten away from people telling us what they want to drink on tomorrow's show.
Yeah.
At 40, we've missed having you around. We really have.
Can we get that name again?
There you go. All right.
Yes, oh, now you're going to make him spit out his beer.
I know.
You're going to make him spit out his beer, Mike.
Oro is in the house.
He sure is. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, who's this?
This is John.
Johnny, what would you drink for a trip to New Orleans?
I would shave my own head and drink the clippings.
That's been done, hasn't it? Although I wouldn't mind seeing it again.
I think he has to shave his eyebrows to make it, to even get in the door.
Agreed.
You have to shave your head and eyebrows. And your pubes.
And my... Yep.
While you're at it, you might as well do your underarms, too.
Right.
Agreed. So, eyebrows, hair, pubes, and underarms.
That's it. Correct. It doesn't have to be, you know, a total, all the hair, but just you have to have some hair from every area.
Oh, it doesn't have... Okay.
And,
yeah,
the eyebrows, just... and the eyebrows have to be shaved off completely.
Okay, just as long as you guys can foot the bill for the divorce lawyer after I do it, sure.
Well, now, why, if your wife loves you, she would love you without pubic hair, without underarm hair, without eyebrows, without...
And you're taking her to New Orleans.
Right. All right, hold on a second, please, Mike.
All right.
Hold on a second. You know, we got a million calls backed up on hold, so we will get back to these calls with our special guest today, Mr. 40. This has just been a break where, like, everybody's coming through the door. The UPS guy.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
The girl who made the vagina pictures of our face.
Is that a new tattoo?
Yeah, that one is.
Look at his tattoo.
I keep New Jersey all around.
No, hold up the sleeve. Let me see.
He's got a tattoo that's a bottle with Mr. 40.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
My boy's hell, fatties.
M-I-S-T-A-F-O-R-T-Y. Yeah.
How you spell it?
Yeah.
You know, I know he's half lit. Oh. He was just sitting there with his arm just hanging out like that. Like, here's my new tattoo.
Like, he's a major recording artist.
He is. Wow. He's a major star.
It's official.
It's official.
It's official.
So you quit your job. What do you want to say to the people who might be listening now at your place of employment?
Oh, no, they were cool. It's all good. They know Mr. Ford. They know us.
Oh, so they know you're out.
To the show, everything. Oh, yeah.
What about your wife?
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows. So
how does she feel about it?
Oh, it's wonderful. That bank account.
Oh, really? So this was a good, lucrative deal, huh?
Oh,
really?
Oh.
And you got this deal, this recording deal, just from being on our show?
Hardly.
Hold on a second. Here it is.
All right. Here we go. Listen up.
I hate to think I just made him do this.
Whoa! Oh, wow, bravo. Yeah,
I knew there was one in there.
That was choice. That was Angus beef right there.
Put that up on the Richter scale.
.egars.com, hottest cigar site on the planet. Okay. You still want to tell us what you will drink for a trip to New Orleans? We'll do it right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, can you hear me?
Dennis Murphy, you have shown me something. Dennis Murphy, it's 2001. You got to show me something more.
Hey, how you doing?
Don and Mike live at the Super Bowl. 3 weeks from now, they will show you something.
Yep.
Currently starring in Lawrence of Arabia, it's Don and Mike.
All right, we're here with Mr. 40. Back in the screening room. Eating his pizza.
Celebrating the fact that he has signed a deal with a record company. And, you know, he's now a full-fledged 100% entertainer.
Wow. He's living large.
He's living large. And I guess what we can look for in the future is the Mr. 40 album. Right?
2001 bottles of beer on the wall.
Is that the title? The working title?
Very good.
He is living large and he's full of flavor.
Yes, he is.
Let's go to some of these.
Wouldn't that be flavor?
Yes, it would. It would also be live in large.
Live in large.
Not living large.
Flavor.
Flavor. He's a player, not a player hater. Mr. 40. Hey, one more thing, Mr. 40.
No.
Booyah.
I heard on the, what's it called? The little rerun jokes?
Yeah.
I work at Burger Chef?
Yeah, I worked at Burger Chef.
Yo, I used to love Burger Chef. Then Popeye's Mama or something like that. Yo, Burger Chef was the F.
Okay, I agree with you, but not at the one I worked at.
It was bad?
We used to do bad stuff to the food there, man.
What was the distinctive, like, product
of
Burger Chef? Was there anything particular?
I don't even remember. Happy Meals. They had the little meals.
I don't remember. It was something similar to the Whopper.
Okay. All right.
And they
was
had...
it charcoal broiled, too? Were they charcoal broiled?
Yes, they were.
At Burger Chef.
Yes, they were. I worked at the Burger Chef on in Aspen Hill. Aspen Hill, Maryland, right off...
That's the best one.
I don't remember what the street is, but yeah. Yeah. Never go there. Never go there. As a matter of fact, you know, everybody talks about how bad work ethic is now in America, nobody gives a crap. I know I've told you this before, but on Sunday nights, because the worst part of working in a fast food place is doing a cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
When you do closing, because it's like 5 hours of crap to get it ready for the morning.
Right. Yeah.
So what we would do to get a head start if we were open until midnight, people would come by at 10:30, would lock the doors. We would actually go and say, hey, sorry, close. Close, just so we can clean up and get out of there.
And you know, I have advice for people that are going to McDonald's if they're going to get the salad shaker with no fat dressing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't order it with no fat dressing. Order it with fat-free dressing or light dressing, because if you say no fat dressing, you will never get anything in the bag. They won't put, it has happened to me, are you ready for this? It has happened to me 6 times before I finally figured out that if I say no fat, they say to me at the window, you said no dressing.
Mm-hmm.
I said no fat. And the 7th time it was just like, I said no fat dressing.
Is that the worst McDonald's in the world, the one down the street?
That's good for 2 of them. That's good for 2 of the 7, but it's happened like at 4 different McDonald's.
Wow.
McDonald's. Hello, Don and Mike.
I only see it the way you do now.
Mac Daddy. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, who's this?
Hey, this is Chance.
Hi, Chance. Is this Chance King, Larry King's child?
No.
Chance, what would you drink for a trip to New Orleans?
I'd drink a quart of bacon grease.
Excellent. That's what we're looking for.
Oh, that's good.
That's what we're looking for, Chance.
I was taking a sip when you said
that. Are you going to drink it out of...
Hold on, you can't drop the S-bomb, though.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right, but yes, Chance, in essence, said he would.
Yes.
You know, in my house, we used to keep bacon grease in the refrigerator to cook with.
Right.
To fry our eggs with. Yep. Can you do that too, Rob?
My wife still does it, except she puts it in the freezer.
And freezes it and uses it later. There's nothing like bacon grease for cooking food.
Gross. Hold on, you're in.
All right, thanks.
Hold on just a second. Lisa will give you an appointment tomorrow. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, my brothers. How are you?
Hi, we're great. Who's this?
This is Jimmy.
Jimmy, what would you drink tomorrow? Now, keep in mind, everybody who's calling, you got to come down tomorrow.
You know what bacon grease is also good for?
Oh, don't I know it.
Absolutely.
R-E?
Yeah, turn on channel 596 and get the bacon grease by the bed.
Smells good.
You
get yourself some Crisco.
Absolutely.
And then the next thing you know...
I like that. Holy,
bacon's cooking!
Listen, Jimmy, what would you drink?
Talk more grease.
Pardon me?
Okay, I'll eat whatever you guys want. I'll puke it up. And then I'll chug a pitcher of my own vomit and anybody else that wants to puke in it.
Oh. I'm not opposed to this idea.
Let's do it, baby.
I thought that falls in the... We've had somebody offer that before.
What?
And they couldn't do it. The bodily fluid thing, it falls into...
Okay, how about a...
Hold on. What if he vomited chunks, though?
Right.
That's not fluid. That's solid.
Bodily solid.
I can do that, or a gallon of Listerine. I'll chug in like 10 seconds.
A gallon of Listerine in 10 seconds. I doubt you could do that.
All right, a pitcher, like a beer pitcher, in 10 seconds, definitely.
A pitcher of Listerine.
Yeah.
Sure. Come on down.
Thanks, bro.
Either way, Lisa will give you a time.
Thanks.
Hold on a second. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
I got queasy on the last one.
Hey, boss.
Hello, hi.
Hey, Ford, hey.
What's up, dog?
Hey, I would come on down and I would take a 8-ounce glass, throw a nice little average-sized goldfish in there, and maybe drink that.
Oh, that's tame compared to the stuff we've heard.
Or would I get extra points if I threw the goldfish in a blender and drank that?
Yes, you would, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
See, now there's someone using this noodle.
Bass-o-matic.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's great bass.
Hold on a second, please.
Okay.
That's who's in your head. We like that.
We'll have a lot of... Hey, Rob, we're going to have to lead a lot of outlets down here tomorrow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio gods, I'd like to drink crickets and pickle juice.
Crickets and pickle juice.
Yep.
Another outstanding combination.
I'll tell you right now, that is my... You know, next to the pumping of the breast milk, that's my favorite right now.
What's your name, sir?
Chris.
Chris, where are you from?
No, Bethesda.
All right, hold on, please. Lisa, we'll give you time to come down. You got to supply your own crickets. You
know? And will the crickets be floating alive in the pickle juice?
Either way, ground them up, eat them alive, however you want.
Got to be alive.
Alive, very good.
Why not put the crickets in the blender?
Okay.
Well, we're putting the goldfish in the blender. That's fine. It's no fun after the crickets. Once the crickets go into the blender, but if the crickets are squirming as they're going down, you've seen those people when they try to eat crickets.
Yeah, that's right.
I got to go get Norm some night crawlers.
Hold on, please.
Hold on a second.
Fargo is on there. Yep. I love Fargo.
Hey, how you doing, Norm? And we haven't had anybody talk about worms yet.
Yeah,
I'm not
you
so
bet.
Sure about
yeah.
your detective work there.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
How are you?
No, this is one of those guys that has throat cancer.
Hi, how are you?
Who's got the thing sticking out on the side?
How you doing?
I will eat worms. I'll eat worms now.
You might just be a cell phone.
It's a cell phone.
I thought it was Merman from He-Man. Oh, He-Man.
Be my cell phone.
Help me, please. One of those guys who's got cancer, but still...
Sweetest massage.
But still refuses... This is another thing I saw in the shocking video on HBO I was telling you about.
Right.
This guy who's got a hole in his throat, where the only way he can breathe is to put this apparatus to his throat.
Right. Does he still smoke out of the hole?
Yeah.
It's the most amazing addiction.
And they,
if you want to know the addiction of nicotine and how strong it is,
and they showed,
somebody doing that.
They showed the guy taking his apparatus that looks something like an asthma thing, you know, one
right.
of those... Thanks.
Right.
They showed him unplug it, then he had this hole in his neck.
Yeah.
And he took a cigarette and he stuffed it in there. Then he would go and the smoke would come out his nose.
Amazing.
Incredible.
I mean, what other thing could it be than the, you know, he's obviously not doing it for the flavor.
No.
You know, I mean, that's just that he's getting his nicotine.
He loved doing it. Can we play a game?
All right, what can we do for you?
I had a suggestion if someone wanted to do this. My friend used to dip chewing tobacco, and he used to spit out, you know, what you would have to spit out into an empty Pepsi bottle. And every once in a while, he would forget that it was his spit and not actual Pepsi.
Yeah, but you're not gonna do this,
right?
No, but I'm saying if someone wants to do that.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What would you drink tomorrow?
I would like to drink my wife's breast milk straight from the udder.
Well, now, this would be the second breast milk guy, and I don't see why you couldn't drink it straight from the tap.
All right.
Sure. Come on down.
Come on down.
Come on down.
Excellent.
Will you stand a couple of feet apart and let her shoot it in your mouth?
She's done that before, but not in my mouth, all over me.
Wow. Fascinating.
Our marriage.
Quite a show tomorrow. Okay, what's your first name?
Steve.
All right, hold on. Lisa will schedule you.
First name is Whitey.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
All right, I got it. Here we go. Worms, crickets, and a goldfish blended up.
I could go for that.
That's good.
Dude, I will kill it all. It'll be good.
You're in. Now, hey, you know what, Robbie? We're going to need a blender tomorrow.
And we're going to need
we got it blended up in Tabasco sauce.
And we're going to need a trash can. I think that'll go down and come back.
We're going to have some pukers tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we'll do it like we did before. We had a trash can in here for the eating contest.
We're getting relatively experienced at this where we know what gets people going. And there's something about that worm taste.
Hey, bonus, do you hold down?
It's not necessarily the moving around. It's that worm taste that gets people.
All right, thank you. You're in. Hold on, please.
And, you know, even with a blender, you catch a moving leg from a cricket, the whole thing could come up.
You know, that might be enough for a contest right there. Hey, Lisa, how many you got out there? Can you run and give me a total, please?
That's a great start.
Only 10?
Yeah, we need alternates.
Haven't we taken like 100 calls on this?
Seems like it.
What, are a lot of the people backing out?
Sure.
Yeah, always. Okay, all right. We'll stick with it for another second. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Hey, Don and Mike. It's Tony.
Tony, what would you drink?
I would drink Lisa's love juices, and she doesn't even have to put it in a separate container. I'll drink it right out of its original container.
Oh, God. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, God. Nice of him to offer, though.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, I'll drink a quart of motor oil.
Well, now, see, that could be toxic.
But if it's not, he could drink it, right? I mean, if a doctor signed... It's funny how we both have our different sensibilities. Like, I get all oogie about the guy vomiting and stuff like that, but...
I don't think you find out.
Is motor oil toxic?
No, synthetic.
Too much of it.
No, you know what? He's right. It's synthetic. And now that I think about it,
synthetic would mean toxic.
Oh, so you're drinking castor oil.
See, organic might be okay. Synthetic would be chemicals and bad stuff.
That's why I'm not a doctor.
It's just detergents.
Well, I mean, we can check it out. We can check out if motor oil.
Hold on a second.
Hold on.
Charlie was just about to come.
Charlie, you got information? Could this guy drink motor oil?
I don't know if he can or not. All I was going to say is that I have a call in to a doctor to go over all of the participants.
Ah, great. You know what he should have as a backup? Probably like Wesson oil.
Or transmission fluid.
That would hurt him.
That stuff that glows in the dark.
Yeah.
You know, that stuff like, that's antifreeze.
Yeah, Prestone.
That'd kill you quick.
Or Quaker State.
Oh, yeah.
What about some carburetor cleaner or something like that?
Oh, come on. Listen, are you serious or should I hang up on you?
No, you can hang up.
Oh, I'll
He's honest.
Appreciate the honesty. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I'll drink that chick's breast milk from the source.
Well, no, you couldn't drink that chick's breast milk. It would have to be your own breast milk.
I'm only 18.
Well, honey, I'm sorry we can't help you.
And probably, I think this contest is 21 and above.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
But are you down to 2 pills a day?
Because 8 pills, Mike, such a hassle.
Such a hassle.
Such a hassle. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Thank you, my herpetic lover.
18.
My herpetic lovely.
Here she goes. I'll do it.
She's talking to you right now. Can hardly open her mouth. Got so many sores on her lips.
I'll do it. Here she is, Miss Herpetity for 2001.
I'll do it. I swear to God, bodily fluids don't matter to me.
Let's say hi to Connie Kanker.
Fantastic. Oh, man. But the only thing I won't drink is lemon juice.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Who is this?
This is Chris.
Chris, where are you from?
I'm from Maryland.
All right, Chris, real quickly, what would you drink tomorrow for a free trip to New Orleans? A
cup of tampon tea.
Oh, my. I'm trying to drink it.
Tampon tea.
No, we can't do that.
No, you can't do that. You can't drink blood. Sorry.
That's not blood?
Yes, it is, sir.
Please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I like to drink something gross, but first, about drinking, how does Mr. 40 get to and from the studio?
He takes a cab. He actually doesn't drink his 40s till he gets here, and then he has transportation home. We never let him drive.
We always get him a ride home.
Right.
All right, just checking.
One night I drove him to wherever he had to go.
In the fresh new caddy.
Yes, and 40 was discussing.
It was new then.
40 was discussing the fact that he's going to be, I am serious about him taking me down to Anacostia. One day with a tape recorder, I'm just going to hang out with the brothers.
I think you guys will have a good time.
Are you not?
I'm sick.
What day is it?
Sometime this spring or summer. I told him I wanted to do it next week. And he said, no, we can't do it until it's warm outside.
Okay,
Until all the brothers start hanging out outside.
Sure.
Out in a constant. DC Sport Bikers, everybody. We're going to be down there. Just
be fantastic.
I'll go down there.
Very good.
Would you go down?
No.
No, I didn't.
You can watch movies on the way. You'll be straight.
Do you know, I think it's been determined I am the most tragically white person.
No, you are coming. As long as you got that, you are
height. Really?
I got you.
As long as you got the facial hair, he's okay?
Okay.
Hey, uh-huh. When you didn't have that, you straight 5-0.
I'll have a few 40s. Straight 5-0.
Hi there. What school do you go to?
You can't do that.
I won't. Don't
well, what the hell am I going to do? I mean, this is the way I talk, Mr. 40. What am I going
to
say?
I'll
just sit up there. You know what? That's exactly what I'll do. You'll introduce me to people, and I'll...
Hey,
all right, you know, here. Let's practice. So you introduce me to somebody, or just like you would introduce me.
It's going to be like, what's going to happen?
And I'll sit over here. I'll show you exactly what I'll do. Okay?
Introduce me first.
So you've been to Haynes Point, right?
Yes.
So you know how Haynes Point is.
It's got the giant hand coming out of the sand.
Okay, now when you go around that, and you know that long strip next to the golf course?
Right.
Anacostia is just like that, except the grass is brown.
Okay,
right.
Just like that.
Okay,
right?
I understand.
And everybody parks on either side, just hang out, drink, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
You know? So everybody's going to be like, oh, what's up, 40, blah, 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 blah. Like, oh, what's up, y'all? They're going like, and they're going to look, and they know I'm no fed.
Right.
Like that, right.
Right.
Be like, oh, nah, it's my man, Don.
I'm going to go, yo, yo, yo.
Right, Don will do that, and then I'll go,
how's that?
Bagley.
Is that
that's all.
You want it too quickly, though. You going.
Okay, well, do it. Let's practice. Here we go.
You're doing one syllable, two syllables.
Yo, yo, yo.
See, we're going to work on that.
I.
There you go. And then just give them daps like that.
Dups.
Daps.
What?
Dops.
Daps. Dops.
What? Opera set. Opera set.
I was up. I
was up.
No, don't do that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You're going to
have you seen the one? Have you seen the one with the parents?
It's I swear to God, you know, I give them credit, man. That's an ad campaign that could die on the vine. They keep making it funny, and I
laughed.
Still laughed.
I laughed
when the cockatoo went like that.
Yes.
That was funny. That was funny.
When he comes out of his little house, they go, "Hey, Drew, where you at?"
I'm here.
He's good. Having a bun.
Yo.
Watching the game. Yo. What's up?
Now, of course, if I walked down to Anacostia and I was to say, "Did you see that latest Budweiser commercial?" That would be bad, right? That would be a bad thing to do.
Not necessarily.
Really?
I mean, you can say it in a different way.
I'm not, you know what?
You see that last Bud commercial, that's all you got to say.
You see that last
all that enunciation is not necessary.
But you see that last Bud commercial?
I...
You know, really, what I think I might do is just do my Marion Barry impression the whole day. That's right. I'll just come on.
And I'll do my Sam Jackson.
There you go.
Yeah.
Say what again?
You have shown me something.
That's right. I'll just go, you see the Bud commercial? What's up? I...
Eddie George! Ha-ha! Yes. You have shown me something.
That's all right. That's all right. I'll just go smiling, sweating.
Rich Cannon.
Smiling, sweating.
Ha-ha! Marion Barry, you have shown me something.
Yeah, I just told you I'm having a good time. You know, I'm not a man anymore for life. And, what's up?
Marion Barry, you're out of office. Ha-ha! Now you got to show me something more.
That's all right. He set me up.
About the Raiders.
Ain't that a bitch? Set me up. There you go. Mr. 47, a heart attack
right now.
He's a heart attack in the studio.
Are you all right? Come on now. Give us some love. Are we the blackest white guys you ever met?
Yo, it's going to be off the hook. Come on down. We're going to party. I had a cooler full. We're going to ride down the truck. It's going to be all good.
That's good. That's very good.
I watched a bad Sam Jackson movie recently, one I haven't seen.
Which one?
You ever see Amos and Andrew?
No.
With Nicolas Cage?
I didn't see that.
Oh, my God. It was obviously...
Really out in theaters for like 15 minutes,
before
right?
Sam Jackson was a star. It was when I was recuperating from my surgery.
Right.
But I just looked through the program guide, looked for anything I hadn't seen, and it said, Samuel Jackson, Nicolas Cage. Oh, my God. Awful.
Horrible.
Oh. Horrible.
Oh, bad that way.
Yeah, and not... Yeah, and not...
It wasn't... I understand where you're going with this, Buzz. You're saying you were meaning before that it would be bad and be good.
Yeah, exactly.
He was thinking, oh, I got to see that.
Yes.
It's bad.
It's bad.
That's
bad.
The way, Buzz, you know, if you tell us... You always have to be very careful with Buzz, because if you say something's bad, he's going to get right out there and buy it.
Yeah. Hey, listen, hey, what would you drink?
Hey, you guys are ignoring me. I'm not getting any respect here.
Well, here we are right now.
I'm gonna shut off my radio and I'm walking out. I'm walking out of my house.
What are you talking about? We're waiting to see what you're gonna drink in the contest. The attention is all on you now, sir.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
I got this idea on Autopsy on HBO, where they collected maggots off that was been feeding
off
a girl in a bathtub.
Did they sound like this?
Hold on, Mike's got a message.
www.egars.com, hottest cigar site on the planet.
You see, I respect you.
I can smell that from here.
I...
And now Mr. 40's eating.
Way to go. Having a piece of his pizza.
I didn't go for it.
All right, so it's maggots? Are you gonna drink maggots?
Oh, from the autopsy, they were eating off the flesh of a woman in the bathtub.
Yeah, but where are you going to find the corpse, sir?
Put it in a blender. That's I got to find a corpse somewhere.
No.
Oh, come on, you're not serious. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hannibal.
What is that?
Hey, who would you drink? I mean, what would you drink?
Well, I'm thinking about drinking my dog's breast milk.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What would you drink for a trip to New Orleans tomorrow?
Hello?
Yes. What would you drink?
I would drink an 8-ounce glass filled with soy sauce and maple syrup.
Well, that's acceptable. Soy sauce and maple syrup.
Can you wait a minute? You know, in my knowledge of cuisine, related stuff. You know, it's a brown sauce, basically. I mean, it's not that bad.
Yeah, but
you got to throw something in there.
But totally different consistencies, though.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still not going to be that bad. He's got to throw one more thing in there to make it tough, to make it bad.
How
about
Thousand Island dressing.
How about a BM?
I'd be willing to do the Thousand Island dressing.
Okay.
All right, Thousand Island and dressing and maybe some maraschino cherries.
I just said the BM to make Mr. 40 spit up his pizza, which he did.
Can I say one thing?
No.
Nope. Good move.
That's always trouble when they say, can I say one thing?
You know, you've known that for years now, and it's always a very good decision.
Hello, Don and Mike. What would you drink?
Don, do you have a steam cleaner at home?
Ugh.
Oh, are you talking about my escapade with Frida?
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. I'm sure it's dried by now.
I'll just wet it and then steam clean it back out and I'll drink it.
That makes me want to barf when I hear that. That makes me gag.
Thank you, Dan. I'm humbled that you would drink my love.
Don, I think we're getting a bunch of imposters.
I think, yeah, we're at the bottom of the barrel right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, no imposter right here, man. Seriously.
All right, go.
All right. Blended placenta.
Blended placenta.
Seriously. It's legit, too, and a lot of people do it.
Yeah, I mean, don't people like fry placenta? Didn't I see on HBO they had something where they fried placenta?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Blended placenta, you're in.
Okay, or.
Now, you should quit while you're ahead.
Or a whole glass of orange juice.
Okay, hold on, please. Hold on with your blended placenta. Hello, last call, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi, we're great, thanks.
Good. I will drink an entire jar of mayonnaise.
Oh. How will you liquefy it?
Well, I would more or less just scoop it in and suck it down very quickly.
You mean eat a jar of mayonnaise? Isn't
well, it's drinking, eating, you know. It's
No, it's got to be drinking. I'm sorry.
All right. Hey, 40, you got my props.
All right, thank you. Goodbye. Listen, if there's anybody else that wants to participate in the contest, call Lisa, get her voicemail, or call Charlie, call him during the show. It'll be open tomorrow, but everybody who's called gets the first reservations.
Right.
The first spots. And Mr. 40, what would it be without a call from your favorite, BN?
Oh, my man on the phone?
You know, he will not let it go.
And he especially goes nuts.
You're not supposed to let it go. You're not supposed to let it go. That's what you're about.
He gets nuts when Mr. 40's in studio.
Hello, BN.
Yo, Don and Mike, what's going on?
Yo, BN.
Let me ask you a question. How disrespectful are you guys? Now, you know 40 down there kissing your ass. Would it be right for you to fart right in his face like that?
I fart into a microphone, not into his face.
Wow. But he's kissing your ass, so you got to be farting in his face.
Oh, boy, BN, you just don't let it go, do you?
Hey, you get more stale every time you fall, y'all.
Nigga, I'm about as stale as your mother's coochie, all right?
Oh, hey. Now we're back on jokes. Can I just say something?
Right. Well, you want to say something dirty to him? All right, go ahead. I'm not going to get dirty yet.
I'm not going to get dirty.
I got to delete it out, though.
I'm not going to get dirty yet. I'm just going to... Hold on. No, not yet. Not yet. Let me break it down first, and then I'll get dirty.
Hold on, BN. BN, let him speak.
Let me break it down, then I'm going to get dirty. First of all, Shawty, you done known I was going to be here at least twice way in advance. That's number one. Second of all, you slipped up last Monday talking about you was listening on a Baltimore station. So if you were trying to get here, you could have been here, dog. You done talked yourself out, Shawty. If I was you, I wouldn't even call the station no more. I wouldn't even call the station no more. If you wanted me, you could have been here. And then on top of that, the Thanksgiving show. On the Thanksgiving show, you called like this. Can I come down there now? Can I come down there now? You couldn't have made it here from Baltimore before the show was over. So you were bluffing.
Come see me, punk.
Yeah, you come see me. You some crap, man. You a hot bucket of F. What you are, Shawty. You don't like
this stupid, man.
you had your chances. You done blown your own credibility. If I was you, I wouldn't call no more.
He whiter than the whitest white man, all right?
Yeah, now we back. Now, if you want to go to jokes, we can go to jokes. Man, let's go to jokes. Let's go to jokes.
He ain't got nothing to fit
it. All right, BN, you're out. Goodbye.
Later, bitch.
See ya.
If he really wanted me, he could have been here, and he ain't been here. Mm-hmm. He has no credibility. If he calls the show anymore, he shouldn't have my name in his mouth at all.
Mm-hmm. Let me just end this segment with a joke that has nothing to do with race.
Okay. Very good.
Good.
Why don't women have watches?
Why?
Mm-hmm. Don't stoves have clocks? Thank you.
There you go.
Get it, Mr. 40?
I thought she was going to say your mother's so black they show her back between commercials. But I mean,
no, joke had nothing to do with race.
No.
It was strictly about women. I got it. You know where I got that?
I've never heard that in my life.
I got it from my boy.
Really?
My boy's got like a million women jokes.
Uh-oh. Women jokes are, you know, it's like the collections, like the blonde jokes.
Yeah, and the anti-woman jokes.
Right.
The other day.
Hi. You've reached the party line.
Hey, hey, Barty.
Oh, hey.
Hey, lay some of those women jokes on us.
Why does a woman wear white on her wedding day?
Why?
Most kitchen appliances come in white, don't they?
Oh, God. All right, give me another one.
You're kind of putting me on the spot here. Why can't Helen Keller drive?
Why?
She's a woman.
God. I'm telling you, this slave with me.
That's pretty
good. The other day, and it was, I was trying to watch, I don't know what game it was, the Raiders game. He would not stop with the jokes.
Where'd he get them? Did he get them on the internet?
He got them at school. Yeah, on the internet, at school.
Sure.
My favorite one was the one about how, you know, how come women don't have watches?
Right.
Why don't women have watches?
Why?
There's a clock on the oven, isn't there?
There you go.
You got one more?
Why don't women need umbrellas?
Why?
Last time I checked, it doesn't rain in between the kitchen and the bedroom.
You know, the funny, and I know what makes it funnier, is your son telling these jokes. Your 15-year-old son telling these
jokes. He's got a million of them.
Oh, that's funny.
Uncle Mike.
Yes.
Why did the woman cross the road?
Why?
Who cares? What was she doing out of the kitchen?
There's something, you know, it's the jokes and who's telling them that makes it work.
Uncle Mike, why did the sink cross the road?
Why did the sink cross the road?
It was chained to the woman.
All right, Barty. I love you. I'll see you tonight.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, man.
That's my boy.
Why can't Helen Keller drive? I'm sorry.
That's my boy.
Not good to laugh at Helen Keller jokes, but that's a Helen Keller joke that fit into the woman category. As soon as he said the Helen Keller part, I thought, oh, they were going to be Helen Keller jokes.
Right. How did Helen Keller break her arm?
How?
Reading stop sign.
How did Helen Keller break her fingers?
How?
Fell down a well, tried to call for help. I'm sorry. It's old. I'm going to go to hell.
No, you're not.
I know.
Everybody makes Helen Keller
jokes. Rob's got one. Everybody's got a Helen Keller joke.
How did Helen Keller burn her face?
How?
Answering the iron.
Answering the iron.
Get them all. You know something? In college, I told you this. I did the miracle work. And we sat there one day, and we did this for 4 hours. We sat there, we waited, and we told them all. We had to get it all out of our system.
Right. Hold on. Hotline. I bet it's my boy calling back. Hello.
Hey, Dad, why did Helen Keller's dog kill itself?
Why?
You'd kill yourself, too, if you were called.
I don't endorse that.
Of course.
That I don't endorse. I endorse the women jokes. I don't endorse the Helen Keller jokes.
I know.
It's just wrong.
But that one slayed Rob.
It's wrong.
All right, 40, listen, get out of here. We got to get on with the show.
Mr. 40, always indeed a pleasure. And did you get enough pizza?
Yes.
Yes, he did. 40, love you. Good luck with the recording.
Yeah. Hey, you know, one of Mr. 40's best appearances on the show.
Everybody go to Mr40.com.
Absolutely.
He's going to have the picture posted, the vagina picture of us.
Yes, fantastic.
Appreciate the nice words during my surgery.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to start drinking, preparing already for that trip to Anacostia.
Get your tolerance up.
Right.
The website is MISTA40.
I.
There you go. He's saying goodbye to Bobby's.
What's Helen Keller's favorite color?
I know this one.
Corduroy.
Okay.
All right, clear the line.
Oh, my God.
I think we got plenty of contestants for tomorrow's What Would You Drink? Do you have one, Buzz?
No, I don't.
Oh, please.
Oh, come on.
I don't know any. I'm sorry.
What do you got written down on your little sign there?
Oh, that was just the Sports Babes results.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Oh, well, listen, who's doing well there?
Well, it's still Jill Arrington on top with 25%, Melissa Stark with 22%, Anna Storm, 14%. That's 29,477 votes.
She's still in third place?
Yeah, still in third.
Still in third. All right, everybody go to Playboy.com, vote for Anna Storm.
How do you punish Helen Keller?
How do you punish Helen Keller?
Rearrange the furniture in the house.
Wrong.
I know, it's
we have a chance for you to win $500 now with a secret song. Clear the lines, be the 100th caller. Our phone number 877-365-3636.
This is
The Don and Mike Show.
I want you to tell me what these fellas look like.
Well, the little guy, he was kind of funny looking.
In what way?
I don't know, just funny looking.
Can you be any more specific?
I couldn't really say. He wasn't circumcised.
Was he funny looking apart from that?
Yeah.
So, you were having sex with a little fella then?
Uh-huh.
Is there anything else you can tell me about him?
No. Like I say, he was funny looking. More than most people, even.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. It's a premature touch tone. It's going to call 100. There they go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you?
Hi, we're great, thank you. Who is this?
This is Mike from Millersville.
Mike, you're the 100th caller.
All right.
Mike, you've won the WWF Royal Rumble prize pack.
All right.
WWF Royal Rumble, in demand in your home, Sunday, Jan 21st, 8 p.m. live from New Orleans.
Sounds good, thanks.
Everybody else call Comcast or Cox Cable now to order WWF Royal Rumble on pay-per-view. We'll be giving away a trip to New Orleans tomorrow for the Royal Rumble.
That is a great trip.
With the What Would You Drink for a Trip to New Orleans contest. Now you're going to play for $500 with the secret song. Have you heard it?
Yes, I have.
All right, good. At least give us a guess, please. We'll play you the clip of the song. It has been digitally altered.
I've given up.
Please give us title and artist, and don't answer until Mike sings like
Robert Goulet.
We wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this secret song.
Yep, there it is. And there was a guy who I talked to last night. Now, he works in the record business. He figured it out.
And the odds are in my favor. Yes! 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 Oh, yes!
Yeah!
Yes!
So you're telling me there is a chance?
Well, see, here's the deal. There's this, you know my kid's school? Every year they got that auction.
Yeah. Yeah, we have one at my kid's school.
Where you got to come up with something great.
Right.
Well, this year, what they want me to do is come up with tickets to TRL and a chance to meet some fag group that's going to be on TRL.
Right.
So what I've had to do now is start calling all my friends at the record companies.
Oh, you have no idea how bad you're making me look right now.
Just say, listen, God. I need tickets for TRL when you're going to have, you know, one of your fag boy groups on. And one of the calls I made yesterday was from a guy who said, hey, incidentally, yes, I'd be glad to look into this for you. The song you're on right now is...
Wow.
Boom.
And he nailed it.
Nailed it.
Right.
Absolutely nailed it.
Can I ask you a favor?
Yes.
Everything you do for that auction,
yes,
just get it in pairs. Okay?
Everyone... Oh, no. Oh, no.
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 I am so... Oh, man. Just you saying that now. I'm going to get people telling me, well, he said he was doing that. Why can't you do that? Well, because you are a music director.
Well, I know a lot of the guys from the record labels.
Right. Yeah.
And I still got no guarantee that's going to be a given, that I'm going to get that.
Okay.
Hey, listen, for $500, what is that song?
I'm going to go with Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl.
No, although your guest made me laugh. Absolutely not. Thank you, though, and don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
A clue for you, and because we... One of the problems that we walked out about yesterday was budgetary concerns.
Yes.
Because, in fact, we're going to have more money to give away on the show.
Nice.
Starting next week, we're going to start upping the ante.
Oh, boy.
With the secret song.
Oh.
Where we will double the amount of money we're giving away. And at certain hours, we'll triple and quadruple the amount of money that we're giving away.
So you could win maybe $2,000.
Right. Win some real cake.
Awesome.
Now, when... We were coming back from the break there. The rejoiner tape we used was one of our tapes from Fargo. And, of course, it's been an exciting week this week.
It has.
Who wouldn't be excited being in the radio business of the week that you quit working in New York?
Right.
The world's largest radio market.
Right.
And you instead filled that spot on your roster of stations.
Yeah.
With an FM signal in Fargo, North Dakota.
Color me crazy, but I am excited about this.
Well,
We've done it.
And well, yeah, that's for sure.
Call them now. Let's call our program director, Margie,
and see how Fargo's taking to the show. Second day,
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service.
Of course. I guess that'd be your program director in the wood chipper over there.
Program director with just a foot sticking out.
Oh, for a few days.
Yep.
There it is. I got it this time.
You want some eggs?
Have some eggs.
I hear they're going to run the whole show live.
Bill Radio, please hold.
They're very busy today.
That's there always good. That means that they are cutting edge.
That's right.
They are with the program when we're making the phone call to the radio station and we're put on hold.
That's their director of first impression.
Yeah.
Radio.
Hello.
Yeah, we've made the contact with the director of first impression.
Hello, is this 96.7?
Yes.
I would like to complain about the show you have on now.
Okay.
Yeah, they're horribly obscene.
Okay.
That is an awful show.
Would you like to talk to one of the program directors?
Yes, please.
Hold on, please.
You know what? I'm just realizing mother and father would be appropriate.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
It's kind of on the fly, but, yeah. You know.
No, excellent.
You start, of course.
Unless they're actually listening to the show.
Yeah, then we'd have a sticky wicket.
But not a chance they're listening.
I'm very offended by the...
Do I have to tell them they're on the air?
Oh, yeah.
Even though they're an affiliate station?
Yeah.
Well, then that ruins the whole mother father thing.
Oh.
Yeah. See, this is exactly why we walked out yesterday. I won't get into the whole thing.
Hey, my man, what it is.
He knows anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello, who is this? Is this the program director?
No, I'm the station owner, and I do the morning show here, too.
You own the station and do the morning show?
Yeah, we got tired of getting fired all over the country. We were in Miami, and we got fired. We got fired by your old program director, Chuck Beck, in Tampa.
Oh, he's a dick.
Oh, he's a douche.
We thought so.
We? Now, why do you keep saying we? Why are you talking about Queen's third person?
Well, me and my partner, Ben, we do a show called Ben and Jim Show.
Oh, Ben and Jim, gotcha.
So you bought your own station, and now you don't have to worry about...
Right. Unfortunately, on our budget, the problem that occurred was that we could only afford a station in North Dakota and not any of the markets that we can work in.
Gotcha, but listen, more power to this.
Yeah.
Two guys who fed up and got fed up. And listen, Chuck Beck was one of the program directors we worked for at WAVA, and frankly, he's a worthless pile of excrement.
Mm-hmm.
A guy that wouldn't know a radio. Let me just say this. Jeremy Coleman knows more about radio than Chuck Beck does.
You know what they did? They looked at hiring over 400 morning shows for WHPT Tampa. And out of 400 morning shows, they chose us. And that guy grilled us every single day, and we got the hell out of there, and we went to WIOD Miami.
That's the Chuck Beck we know, the Chuck Beck who wanted to have a meeting every day to go over the show.
Well,
Chuck Beck
all he did is nitpick me and tell me how bad my show is. I'm like, well, hey, man, I can go do it for somebody that might like it.
Well, listen, how much does it cost to buy a station in Fargo? If you don't mind, what did you guys pay for the station?
Well, the cheapest station ever that ever sold here went for $867,000.
Wow. Still, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. How'd you guys get all that money together?
Were you investors or something?
No, we did it even better. There was a guy that was at this station that was trying to run it into the ground so he could buy it cheaper. And so he was destroying the station. And what we did was we bought it in the back door. We paid $115,000 for it.
Wow. Jesus, that's a good deal.
It's a house payment.
That's a good...
That's great.
That's a good deal for an FM station. So you've switched the format now.
Right.
And it's, I guess it's talk on FM.
Yeah, it's like Real Radio Orlando, 104.1 down there.
Gotcha. They call it Real Radio 96.7.
Right.
And listen, we just wanted a call. And now that I speak to this guy, I'm going to have to change my bet that I don't think we're going to be fired in a month from
this
station.
No, sounds to me like...
I'll tell you the only reason I'll fire you guys. And by the way, I love your show. It's philosophically like ours.
Thanks.
But the only reason that I would ever fire you guys is because you never take the commercials on time. Jesus Christ.
Oh, now you sound like a real programmer.
Now you sound like Chuck Beck.
You know what? I don't care that they're not on time, but I do care that we run them, you know. We don't even know when to run our news. We used to run it at the top of the hour.
First off, if you're going to run our show, you abandon this whole concept of news on the top of the hour.
Yeah, that won't work.
Anybody listening to our show, you're going to get your news at the end of the show with Buzz. And are you going to run the show till the very end?
Oh, yeah. Well, it ends at 6, doesn't it?
No.
When does it end?
It ends about 6:30.
Why?
Because we can't cram the whole show into the time we have allotted.
Yeah, but yeah, we got Tom Likas then. I'm really sorry about that.
Oh, now look at that.
He's got to piss off enough women, you know.
Are you just effing with us?
No, we do have Tom Likas right after that.
But there's no reason that you couldn't just start Tom Likas in progress.
Well, here's something you got to realize. In order for me to have your show, I couldn't automate anymore. I had to hire a board op, and that cost me $28 a day.
All right,
I'm heavily invested in your show now.
I can't believe this, that we quit New York this weekend. This is the station we picked up to take it.
It's a sad day for the Don and Mike show, and, you know, you know what it proves to me? Here's a guy that was on the air, did a morning show. He's an owner now. His priorities have changed.
Yes. Yeah, suddenly all the creative freedom has gone right out the window, and he's concerned with playing the commercials on time.
Yeah, see,
one thing, too. You know, here, you know, it used to be we did our own show, it was wild and everything, but now that we do our show, we hardly ever say, God damn it.
Well, you got to say that all the time.
Oh, yeah, that's really important. That's the only thing here, because they're kind of religious.
Well, sounds to me like you gave a lot of thought to this show before you put it on your radio.
Sounds to me like
I didn't give it any thought. You were the only show we had left.
I might be willing to change my bet again on how long we're going to last on this.
I give us a month.
All right.
Tell you the truth, guys. I do like the show. I've been listening to it for a few days, and I am a fellow fan, and it's kind of similar to our show too. In fact, when you guys were doing the thing today where you were trying to start a fire, it was half an hour after I said I wanted to do that on our show tomorrow, and it really pissed me off when you did it, because now I can't do it tomorrow. I got to think something else.
All right. Well, thanks for
picking up the show. Goodbye.
Thanks for the support.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Oh, another friend of mine.
I'm sorry.
You know what, ladies and gentlemen?
Ladies and gentlemen,
can I tell you that we needed that conversation like we needed a needle put in our right eye?
It was a Westwood One clear. What do you expect?
Your show's just like ours.
Yeah, just like ours. Except...
No, we gotta be careful. You can guarantee we're off that station today. Who cares?
Yeah. Your show's just like ours. It's just like ours.
Right, exactly.
Except we're not doing it from Fargo. Okay?
My God. What a week. What a week this has been.
Welcome to our world, everybody.
Can't find respect in Fargo, North Dakota.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah, I've listened to your show the last couple of days.
Won't you?
I'm a fan. I've listened for 3 days.
Just like my show.
Miracles, I guess.
Always dangerous when the general manager does his own show, isn't it?
You know something? It's dangerous when there's an on-air program director.
Yeah.
It's more dangerous when there's an on-air general manager. An on-air owner? I mean, that's pandemonium.
I don't know.
Scary.
It's goddamn ridiculous. That's all I can say. God damn it. From goddamn 96.
What is it?
96.7. It's goddamn real radio.
You know, once again, I want to thank our network for really briefing the prospective stations on exactly what they're getting.
They don't do dick.
No, but you know, I don't want to start whining again, but they don't.
Don't, and that's what we promised today. We're not, we know what we're dealing with.
You want a show?
This is what we're trying to change.
You want a show to put on?
Thank you very much, Westwood One. Hello, Fargo. God damn it. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm killing motherfuckers left and right today.
Mama, mama,
I'm coming home. Well, I had a good run.
This is Stacy. I like to say to all the sales guys and our sales staff, you're a bunch of faggots. You're faggots, a bunch of pussies.
Anyone in particular?
Must I name names? Yeah. You know who you are. You know who you are.
Name the old guys by name, because we don't know their names.
I'm gonna call you Alan, you're a pussy. Steve, pussy.
There you go.
Goldstein. name? Johnson. Pussy.
Isn't there a Pat?
Ivan. Pussy. Pat. An old pussy. John, forget about it. You suck. Faggots, you pussy. All of you.
Paul Gorgie.
He's a handsome, stunning faggot.
They love to hee-haw with the wrinkled meemaw,
right?
Don and Mike.
Damn right we do.
Sometimes those tapes all work together very nicely.
Tomorrow on the show. Thank you, Roy Hill. Here's the lineup we got as of this moment.
Roy Hill.
What would you drink for a trip to New Orleans?
Fantastic.
Jeff.
Break up.
We'll drink cigar butts. Cigarette butts.
Mm. Cigarette butts, the juice.
Josh will drink Tabasco and vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
Sam, and we called Visine non-toxic.
Very good.
We'll drink a martini glass full of Visine.
Fantastic. That'll get the red out.
Chance will drink a quart of bacon grease.
Good.
Bobby will drink a pitcher of Listerine.
Bobby?
Pat will put the goldfish in the blender and then drink.
Of course she will.
Chris will drink crickets and pickle juice.
That's the one I'm looking forward to.
Steve will drink his wife's breast milk as she shoots it into his mouth.
Yes, that'll be happening on this program.
John will drink a concoction in a blender that includes head hair, underarm hair, pube hair.
Right.
Let me see. Chris will eat crickets and goldfish.
Mm-hmm.
Mike will eat tobacco spit and salt water.
Drink.
Yes, drink. Let's say eat. I'm sorry. You're right.
Like when you talked about the one before, they're going to munch it all up.
Right. Yes, all of these are drinking. Right.
Blender-like.
Wayne will drink raw eggs and earthworms.
Oh, boy. Ooh. See, that's what he's going to put in there.
Yeah.
Brian will drink soy sauce, maple syrup, and a third beverage to be announced.
I think it's going to be Thousand Island dressing.
That was it.
Yeah.
And Devin is going to drink...
Devin.
Worcestershire and E-P-I-C-A-K?
Ipecac.
Which is what? What is that?
Bad. That's one that I think they might have trouble with.
That's a formula that's made to make you vomit.
For kids, really, you give kids Ipecac when they have some sort of food poisoning.
I don't see why he couldn't drink that then. Mm-hmm. If that would just make him puke.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the studio.
Okay. That's what we got for you tomorrow.
You know, the vomit doesn't bother you in the least.
No.
You could watch people puke all day and be unfazed by
that. I love it.
But there was something that got to you a moment ago, and I forgot what it was. Something that was bothering you.
Motor oil.
It was the guy drinking the motor oil.
That bugged you a little.
Yeah. Listen, tomorrow, whatever. All these people will be drinking this stuff.
Right.
Whatever. To win a trip to New Orleans to see the WWF Royal Rumble.
He's dead.
WWF whatever. Royal Rumble in demand. Call Comcast or Cox Cable System now to order WWF Royal Rumble on Sunday.
We've got another trip to give away.
January 21st on pay-per-view. Hey, that's right. If the guy dies.
He's dead. We've got another trip to give away. Whatever.
That means two people could win. That's the best case scenario.
Yes, absolutely.
Somebody dies, we give the prize to someone else.
They carry him out, and you're getting the phones ready for the next contest.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
They're the lines.
Radio God.
Hi there.
First time caller, how's it going, Don?
Great, thanks.
Hey, man, that guy Mike that's going to drink the tobacco spit, I could cough up a lung cookie for him along with mine, a little Copenhagen spit.
Yeah, but unfortunately, other person's bodily fluids are not encouraged.
Thank you, though.
Oh, that can't work. I got a question for you before
we
go.
Yes.
How do you stop 5 black men from raping a white woman?
You know, we're heading into a very dangerous territory.
Hold on. Yeah, I know this one. Throw him a basketball.
Oh, come on, man. What movie?
What movie is that? Is that from White Men Can't Jump?
Full Metal freaking Jacket, man.
Full Metal Jacket. Gotcha.
Full Metal Jacket.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don.
Very brave of you.
Yes, fantastic.
Very brave of you.
Wonderful.
Terrific. Time to give out a phone number, everybody.
We're sorry. The number of the last incoming call is marked private.
Of course.
And cannot be returned using this service.
Gotcha.
Fine.
It's part of what we talked about at the beginning of the show today.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Hey, I was wanting to know, what's your full review on the PlayStation 2?
The only game I play is the football game, and it pisses all over Dreamcast.
Exactly, man. Isn't it? It's just like watching.
What makes it better? Because, I mean, I have Dreamcast, and I.
What makes it better is
graphics.
As realistic as Dreamcast is,
right?
The PlayStation guys, when they make a good play,
yeah.
You see the expression on their face.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and
the action's better too. A little better action.
Yeah. Better play calling. Everything. It blows it away. And you know what? Here's what's the pisser. And this really fries my friggin' ass, because I had to go to incredible lengths to get PlayStation 2 for Bart for Christmas.
Right, I remember.
Because it's the only thing that he wanted. And to be honest, I wanted it too, because I wanted to play Madden 2001.
Right.
2 days ago, that nerd Bill Gates comes out.
The Xbox.
He's got something called the Xbox.
Yeah, this is going to be, they say, this is going to blow everything out of the water.
Which he says is going to take a piss on PlayStation 2.
And so far, all of those systems that say they're going to do that, they back it up.
Yes. Yeah.
Because they, and you know why they back it up? Because they've got a copy of the last system, and they know what they have to do to make it better, and it's just slowly but surely. And, you know, I don't see any end in sight to this, because, I mean, they haven't achieved perfection yet.
But what is cool about PlayStation 2, just a small, minute thing that you can't do on Dreamcast.
Right.
Of course you can create your own player on Dreamcast. You can make yourself a member of the team.
You can make him better than he is before.
But if you make yourself into a member of the team and you have a name that I think it's 6 letters or less that the computer can understand, during the game, Madden and Summerall refer to you by your name.
Because they got them to program the voices by doing the A-I-E-O.
Yeah. Meaning like that, they go, Favre hands the ball to Source. A 22-yard gain. Great run by
Source.
That's good.
And I believe you've heard that name, right?
A million times. A million times.
Hey, man, you know, for people that are playing that game, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, PlayStation 2. Kicks ass.
Now, what's the deal now that the holidays are over? Is it available now? I mean,
no.
Has the price come down?
Not until April or May.
Oh, man.
And now Bill Gates has come out with a new one.
It's coming out with the Xbox. They unveiled it at the Consumer Electronics Show. It also is supposed to have facial expressions and be very realistic in terms of its graphics. The players will have, you'll see glare on the oil on their faces. They'll cast matching realistic shadows on the ground.
Well,
detail.
They do that on PlayStation.
I read an article that said the Xbox, you're going to actually smell the smell of jocks.
Okay.
Jock straps.
That is more than PlayStation.
It's going to have smell-o-vision.
There you go.
But right now, PlayStation 2 is good at the other games that
made
we got.
By John Waters.
the other games we got, Bart, I'm impossible at. It's like, we got him a snowboarding game.
Right.
And I watched him play it one time. And, I mean, the graphics are incredible. That you're going past fireworks and you're going through amusement parks. And there's so much visually happening on the screen.
Right.
And meanwhile, I'm watching Bart on this thing as he presses the buttons. And he's making his snowmobile, snowboarder guy go upside down and up the ramp. And I said, hey, let me give you a run for your money on that.
Uh-huh.
He gave it to me. I ran into a goddamn tree.
Right.
I'm the worst at it.
Well, that's fun. When the price comes down and there's more availability,
they're good.
And that'll be really about an hour before the Xbox comes out.
Yes.
Right? That's when that thing will go down to about half price.
Yeah,
right.
Just like the Dreamcast now is like $99.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Yeah, that Xbox is coming out, because I did the same thing and got that PlayStation 2, and it was a son of a gun to get. The Xbox is supposed to come out, and it's got a Pentium 733, Pentium 3. And it's going to be $259 is what they said at Funkoland, where I went and finally picked up my PlayStation 2. But that SXX game, that snowboarding game,
yes,
that's, I can't play it to save my life. But the Madden 2000, that's a great game. I didn't know about the name though.
Yeah,
but when you go
to create a player and then you put it on the roster,
how many letters?
Four.
Six letters is the maximum you can have.
Oh, that's great.
And the computer understands it. And that's the greatest. Because, like, I created myself. Here's what I did. I created myself as a fullback. And now I thought I was being relatively honest. I put age, 42,
mm-hmm.
college, not available, weight, 225.
Right.
All of those are true.
Why don't you pop in like the Ohio State University or something?
Well, because I'm honest.
Okay, all right. However, you got to be honest with those games.
Well, but
you got to be honest with that machine.
Then it comes to like muscles. And I give myself, of course, bigger muscles than I have.
I explain that. I mean, if you're being...
Well, what you have is... They show you on the side of the screen.
Right.
It's got a picture of you, not of you personally, but
naked.
But of a guy, no, wearing the football uniform.
Okay.
And you can turn the toggle to either give yourself gigantic muscles or medium muscles.
Right. And then you just plug yourself into another team with, like, real players on there?
Yeah, but when you get past the screen, when you make yourself as what your body's going to be, you go to the next screen. When you pick what kind of face mask you're going to have, if you're going to have eye black, if you're going to have facial hair, if you're going to be balding, what kind of elbow pads you want to have, if you want to have your ankles taped. So then you go after that, you go to the next page where it gives you your abilities. And this is where I cheat the game.
Can you make yourself into a fat, dumpy guy if you want to do that? I mean,
yes, you could.
Could you really, like, the body type? Could you be, like, have a big gut and stuff
Yes,
like
you could.
That?
What you about could.
Skin color? Can you be any color you want to be?
Yes.
That's very cool.
Yes, you could. There's white, dark, and then there's everything.
Everything in between.
No, Chinese. Sorry. Mm. But there's everything in between, you know, black and white.
Huh.
And where I cheat the game is where it says ability to tackle. Meaning that your ability to break tackles.
Right.
I score myself like a 92 on that.
So you'll be breaking a lot of tackles.
So, like, when I'm running the ball, and incidentally, I play with the Packers, of course, because they're my favorite team.
Source, the fullback for the Packers. And now, Source, the starting fullback for the Green Bay Packers.
And Madden says stuff like, I'll run the ball to myself 10 times in a row, and Madden says, I want a chance. Source. Keeps playing like this, he's going to have 200 yards today.
That's worth it right there.
And in one game, I had 280 yards rushing.
Did your team win?
Oh, yeah, I'm undefeated.
Oh, wow, that's right. You rookie level?
I'm playing pro now.
You're playing pro level.
I moved it from rookie to pro, and next is all pro.
Wow.
And then I'll be bored with the game.
I've never won a game at the pro level in Dreamcast.
I'm years
behind you.
You don't play enough, Mike.
I know I don't. I don't play. You
got to devote more time to your video games.
I know.
And I would think now with no golf, you'd be able to devote a lot of time to your video games.
Yeah, this is true. But, you know, that skiing thing's getting in the way now. You know, but I guess during the week, maybe I'll log some time with it tonight.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, why does Helen Keller have yellow legs? Her dog is blind, too.
Okay. All right, we forgot that one.
Oh, dear.
We forgot that one a while ago.
Dearie me.
You got us. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you were just talking about the Sega game. Not Sega.
PlayStation. Yeah.
What? Did you play the 99 on the regular one where it talks about Gus Frerotte, where Madden's talking about him running into the, banging his head in the wall?
No, but I mean, that's how detailed these games are. Like in the version a couple of years ago, they mentioned when Gus ran into the wall in the stadium.
Did you see the, speaking of football fans, and do you see the Simpsons with Homer with the crayon in his brain, the other thing?
That one made me laugh.
That was one of the funniest.
Out loud. So many times that one made me laugh out loud.
It was fantastic. When he's going by the Drool Cafe and then he has the Disney store.
The Disney store.
Oh, my God, I laughed out loud.
I honestly spit when they put up Screaming Monkey Test Facility.
Yeah. Great episode. Going, defense.
A little deeper.
And did you stay with Malcolm in the Middle? Did you see the old lady on Malcolm in the Middle? You know who it was? It was Fisher's wife, Bernice.
My wife, Bernice.
Right.
Oh, lovely Bernice.
From Fish.
Right.
Like Frankie Munoz had to rub her feet and stuff.
Oh, really? Between the toes.
Because he broke her arm by accident. So he had to go over there and do chores for her.
I like that. You know, the old lady, it's kind of a takeoff on the commercial.
Yeah, right. Hello. Donna Mike.
Cuckoo, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I wanted to know about that Madden game. Does it have Summerall saying, beg your pardon?
No, that Summerall is very lucid today.
Beg your pardon.
Huh. Very lucid. Time out. We got to do a break. Oh, before we get to news, I got to give you an update when we come back on a guy who I think at one time we gave our award as loser of the year.
Okay.
The guy who sent us a letter.
Yeah.
Because he was looking for a girl that he met at Disneyland.
And he couldn't get her. He just identified her. He kind of stalked her a little bit.
The guy, and I mean, he like saw her online at the teacup ride.
Didn't have the cojones to approach her at all, but was so possessed by her that he wanted to find out where she is.
Right, well, he has an update for us. He's contacted us with the update.
And what correctional facility is that from?
No, he's still living in New Jersey, and we'll get that when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The mole will lie to your face.
You are one pretty lady.
The mole will double-cross you.
Drink this. It's not poisonous.
The mole could be right beside you.
I'm here.
And you wouldn't even know it.
Ah!
Who is the mole?
Me.
The betrayal begins Tuesday, January 9th on ABC.
Where are my eyes?
The mayors of Cunnyland, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I was unable to watch the mole last night, the real mole.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was right when I was in the middle of all the calls with lawyers.
I mean, that last commercial is not the real mole.
However, I got to come to your side on Temptation Island.
Okay.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
Yeah, it's sex.
I can't.
Raw sex.
I can't not watch it.
Of course.
I'm against it, but I can't not watch it.
You probably hate it because of what I've read is that it's just a giant tease. And that's all it is. And that gets very boring very quickly. However, with that said, if the people are as easy on the eye as I seem to see them on the promotion,
We'll see.
You never know.
Here's the letter we got from the guy's name is Joe, doesn't want his last name to be read on the radio, from Hazlet, New Jersey. You might remember this loser wrote us 2 years ago. Dear Don and Mike, I wrote to you 2 years ago, I'm sorry, concerning my bizarre story involving Disney World.
Jungle Cruise, wasn't it? It might have been. I thought so.
That's what it was.
I think it was like the Jungle Cruise.
Yeah. I don't know. I figured it's the holidays. Let's give it another go. I want to show the whole country I have perseverance. Most people have a method to their madness. However, some say I have madness to my method. That's okay. I thought I'd give it a try. FYI, my search for my dream girl is now 4 years old.
Oh, God.
That's sad.
You beat the crap out of me on your show 2 years ago. However, I reached a lot of people. It would be awfully convenient to say that I probably reached her that day and that she has no interest in me. The odds are that she will probably think I'm insane and tell me to get lost. She will more than likely respond in this manner because of the way I'm trying to find her. On your show, I got a million hits on my website over the course of 3 weeks.
Wow.
Because of the nature of this story, it's important that I reach people but yet keep my distance. The internet allows me to do this along with radio. The story is very heavy, and I know I'm putting myself in a bad light. However, I'm going to press on. Please give out my web address and postal address one more time.
This guy, this is based on a woman he saw. He doesn't have any, he's just got this sort of superficial description of her, and that's it.
Only give out my first name. Don't give out my telephone number. Please, Don and Mike, help me. One more time.
I think we should help him by giving him the number of a good therapist.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Joe. P.S. I'll be away for the holidays until January 4th. I'm going to Florida. I'll keep my radio tuned into your show whenever possible.
What if he's going to Disney World?
If you tell me to call in, I will.
Yeah.
You discussed the time machine on your show a few months ago. Someone suggested I step into it and go back 4 years. They said I might find her that way. Should I go with the assumption that I found her and let this freak show end once and for all?
Mm-hmm.
It's quite possible I reached her through your radio show. I should bury the story real deep.
It's very complicated.
So it does not surface in several lifetimes. And then once again, here's the message he'd like us to read on the air.
Very good.
Reward offered. Search being conducted. Seeking woman. Disney World, Florida, 122696. Could use your help. For details, see website www.icafenj.com/personal/Joe. Or write me, P.O. Box 522.
Well, is that what he says?
Please give my WIN address, postal address. Okay. Or write me, P.O. Box 522, Keyport, New Jersey, 07735. There he is. Consider it done.
Yeah, we've done it. We've lived up to that.
Message delivered. Big Joe.
And if he ever finds this woman, she will simply say, get away from me, you crazy lunatic.
Sure. Thank you, Big Joe. Oh, hey, Mike.
Yes, Don.
I understand that Mike the TV icon boy is on the phone.
Very good.
For his first call of 2001. Hello?
Michael.
Hi. Is this Bob Barker?
Bob Barker.
Yes.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
It's terribly complicated.
I know it's very complicated. It is, Bob.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Yeah?
Don.
Yes, Bob.
Michael.
Yes, Bob.
Burbank.
Wow, hi. Hi, Bob.
We'll remember you forever.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, because Buzz is not long for this world.
That's right. We'll remember him forever, Bob.
No.
No?
Don.
Yes.
We'll remember you forever.
Oh, that's directed at me. All right, thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
Michael.
Yes.
Yes, Robert.
We'll remember you forever.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob. Why? Are you going away somewhere?
No.
We're not going anywhere.
Yes.
Oh, we are. Where are we going?
Where are you going?
Where are you? Where are we going?
What?
Where are we going?
Where are you going?
Bob, are you retiring?
Yes.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
So you're the one who's going somewhere.
Yes.
Where are you going?
It's terribly complicated.
He had to think about that one for a while.
I know it's complicated. Can you give us a hint?
No.
No?
But what else is going on, Bob?
Burbank.
Yes, Bob.
We'll remember you forever.
That's very kind.
Hey, Bob,
I appreciate
Bob,
that.
Bob, can't we play a game?
No.
Oh, we usually play a game when you call.
Bob, it sounds like we're getting a goodbye call from you.
No.
Okay.
No.
Where are you going?
We're not going anywhere, but we want to play a game.
Well, wait, we are going to the Super Bowl.
No.
I'm just trying to figure out where he's going with this call.
Right. Yes. Where are you going?
This call's going to hell is where it's going right now.
Do you have an answer that you want us to answer about where we're going?
No.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not sure what Bob's getting at.
Very complicated.
Of course, it is very complicated.
Right. Try it one more time, and maybe we'll pick up on what you're doing here with these tapes.
Don.
Yes, Bob.
Michael.
Bob.
Burbank.
Uh-huh.
We'll remember you forever.
It's just
could it be our work stoppage yesterday?
Yes.
Oh. That's what it is. No, we're not going anywhere, Bob.
Thank you.
No.
We're back, Bob.
Why?
Well, we're back because we have a loyalty to the people who listen to the show every day.
All right.
Is that satisfying, Bob?
Thank you.
Thank you. That's why he was calling, because we walked off the job yesterday. Yeah,
he was a little uptight.
Sure. Yes. Where are you going?
Don't worry about it.
Nowhere. Now I get it.
Yes.
Now I get it, because we weren't here yesterday. He called today and says, where are you going?
Where are you going?
Because we're leaving the station.
See, I wanted to pick a number. I guess he doesn't have those in the machine anymore.
No.
No. Well, could you have those the next time?
It's terribly complicated.
I know it is. We're aware of that fact.
I know, but I get what he's doing. He was trying to be timely and topical.
Yes, he was.
Asking us where we're going.
Yes.
All right, Bob, we do appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Bob.
I'm the man.
Yes, you are.
You are, Bob.
Bye, Bob.
What's that? What, you taking a growler?
Yes.
Yes.
Bob, were you about to say my name?
Yes.
Oh, that's and Michael?
Yeah, well, say the whole thing, Bob.
Michael.
All right. That's great.
Goodbye, Mike.
I'm the man.
You are.
Yes, you are.
Mike the TV icon boy.
Fantastic.
Big friend of the show. See ya.
Thank you.
Hey, who's your favorite newsman?
Burbank.
Thanks, Bob.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Burbank.
He made it up.
See, I got what he was doing.
Yeah, sure.
Where are you going?
I just wanted to hear him say, is it three?
Yeah. Well, that's our favorite game.
I know.
Pick a number.
Absolutely.
Buzz, what is your lead story tonight on the news and the comments?
Tonight, the W era is off to a rough start.
Okay.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That's coming up. That was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Stay tuned for your chance at $500 for naming the secret song, only on the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
This for today, Buzz Burbank's News, brought to you tonight by Teleglobe. Buzz Newsmaker Hotline.
Ah. Hold on a moment, please.
Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Becca.
Oh, this is not the newsmaker I thought I had, Buzz. Yes, hi, Becca.
Hi. I'm sorry I'm a bit late, but the contest tomorrow, I will drink my own urine. I know it sounds disgusting, but it is part of survival training that the Army gives us.
Well, the rule that we had from the lawyers was you couldn't drink any bodily fluids.
There's something else you'd like to drink?
Well, breast milk is bodily fluids, and it's not...
Honey, listen, it is, but that's where they drew the line. If a woman drinks her own breast milk,
it's not excretory.
That's okay. Now, if you want to come down here with some kind of literature from the Army or whatever branch of the...
I will come down there. I will bring the hemp that they used in training. It keeps you from dehydrating in the desert.
You bring that down. You sell us.
Don't you remember in Castaway when Tom Hanks was doing that?
you sell us.
Wilson!
You sell us, and maybe we'll let you do it. But bring whatever official
arm. Bring everything, but you got to let me do it. If I show you the proof,
we don't have to do anything.
Honey, listen, we promise that we'll look at this with an open mind.
Okay.
And keep in mind that it's not us making the decision. It's you know, the jackasses who own the station.
Okay? I know it sounds gross, but it's actually a survival method. It keeps you from dehydrating.
All right, well, then please come on down. Bring it down and show it to us.
Well, when am I supposed to be there?
Hold on just a second, Major Cunny.
Calm down, Becca.
Lisa will give you the information. Buzz, here's the newsmaker I wanted to go to. Hello? Buzz, it wouldn't be a newscast without Dennis calling.
Not without Murphy.
It's Dennis Murphy and his 6:30 call that's lingered on until 6:42. Oh, he's doing his plug because he's going to the Maryland Terrapins game tonight.
Dennis, what portal are you going to be at this evening?
Portal
B, row 13, if you want to go by the Maryland game and see Dennis.
Hey, God, when is our secret meeting at the park?
Hold on, Charlie will tell you.
Okay.
And listen, Dennis.
Yeah.
Ixnay on the...
I know Ixnay on the A or Conway or
right.
A.
Well, what I don't want is the people from Dennis's website coming out and taking pictures.
Okay.
And, like, following us around.
Okay, no problem.
Like they did with you, Mike.
Yeah, really. We learned that way.
Yeah, I mean, that's sneaky.
I understand that.
Okay, well, Dennis, hold on. We got a date. Pardon me?
Yes, Dennis.
Please continue.
Oh, why, thank you. Hold on, Dennis. Again, he'll be at the Maryland game tonight.
Right.
Yep.
Portal B.
Just dying to entertain people. Always entertaining, Dennis.
Portal B, row 13.
Thanks. Hold on, Dennis.
Mike?
Yeah, Dennis.
Hey, have a great night tonight.
Hey, thank you, Dennis.
Thank
you. Enjoy the game.
Okay. Yeah.
Hold on, Charlie. We'll give you the information.
Okay, God. Can't wait till you see me some food.
Me either. Goodbye. Yeah, that's next week. Was going to do it Friday, but we got a big,
right.
Had a bad week. We got a big Friday meeting with lawyers.
Lots of stuff going on this week.
Next week I'll pay off that millionaire bet, I promise.
Get ready to butter some bread.
Bring in the tape of the entire meal.
Dennis is looking forward to it. He wants you to feed him.
And so am I, Buzz. Buzz,
yes.
I read this, but
yes,
I'll read it again.
Good.
Brought to you by Teleglobe. Now here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, W is looking, of course, for a new labor secretary. It looks like his education secretary is going to sail through just fine, but Democrats, feeling their oats over the Chavez thing, are ready to challenge Bush on some of his other nominations. And our faith in the economy is slipping as George W. Bush prepares to begin his presidency. A new AP poll shows that only a third of American families think they'll be doing better financially in a year from now.
Well, why are we asking Polacks? Let's ask Americans.
That's a big drop from last spring when more than half
the families... Answer my question.
I'm sorry.
You said
they're not asking
polls. An AP poll.
No, that's like a survey. They're asking Americans of all ethnic backgrounds.
Oh, I see.
You see.
You.
That's a big drop from last spring when more than half the families thought things would improve. Now it's down to a third. We've lost a lot of faith in the stock market, not surprisingly. More than half the people surveyed this week say if they had $1,000, they wouldn't invest it on Wall Street.
I want to tell you something. Everybody who's invested in Westwood One,
mm-hmm.
we've lost no faith at all.
Yeah, that's right.
And just wait. Next year's the year. And incidentally, if you're a Westwood One stockholder,
uh-huh.
the next meeting is going to be held on an open window on the 82nd floor of the Westwood One building on West 45th Street. See ya on the ledge.
Ah, come on, it's a rebuilding year.
Right.
Nearly 3 in 10 Americans say they have no confidence in Bush's ability to steer the economy. Only 2 in 10 have what they call a lot of confidence in him. And although 41% of us think the country's on the right economic track, 46% think we're on the wrong one.
Please, like Clinton had a clue about what was going on with our economy. You know what? It's like the skipper...
Don't get me started!
No. I'm just saying, it's like the skipper on Gilligan's Island. You know what I mean? When he's on the SS Minnow. Mm-hmm.
I never saw Bill Clinton one time during his entire tenure wearing one of those blue golf shirts and the skipper's hat.
You know what I mean.
It'll look good in it.
Whoever is in charge, you know, Clinton lucked out. He had eight years of growth. Maybe things will turn around for Bush, but I can't say that. Bill Clinton is the reason that we've had this upswing in the economy.
I know you can't.
And certainly you can't blame...
You're a Republican now.
You can't blame Bush for the downswing because Bush is not even the goddamn president yet.
Right. I can blame him for everything. Everything, including stealing the presidency.
You know what I read about him?
What's that?
This is what I love about Bush. He's going to be better than Clinton in some regard.
Oh, I saw some videotape on him last night that made me laugh out loud. I'll tell you about it after you do this.
I was talking to a guy with the NFL,
because right.
we're getting our passes to go down to the Super Bowl.
Right.
He said there might be extra security at the Super Bowl because George W. hasn't made up his mind yet if he wants to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because... it's one of the perks.
Right.
He's the president.
And you get to go and be the man.
He could go to the Super Bowl.
Kind of interesting. The Super Bowl is going to be in Florida.
Yeah. Right. So he hasn't made up his mind yet, but he's thinking, hey, I'm the president. Maybe I'll go to the Super Bowl.
Watching Letterman last night, I don't know where he got this tape, but apparently W is moving out of his mansion down
right.
there, and he's
going
to move into
that.
The White House.
Mm-hmm.
And they show all the moving guys that are sitting there sweating over all this furniture, and W comes walking through, and there's a camera there, and he walks up to this heavy piece of furniture, and he moves the moving guy out of the way, and you see him lift up the back of this, it looked like a table, and he lifts it up, and he looks at the camera, and he smiles. And they take the picture, and he puts it back down, and he walks out of the room. It is fracturingly funny. I could not believe it, and they played it again and again and again. And Letterman comes back and says, well, I think we're okay, because I think that's probably the way he's going to run the country for the next 3 years. It was pretty funny. I think from a comedic standpoint,
oh, yeah. he's going to be good.
As
yeah.
much as Gore was the stiff guy and stuff, we mm-hmm. are going to get more hay
yeah,
out of W.
I think so.
Hollywood was quick to take part in the inaugural parties for President Clinton, but George W. Bush's people have had to do some wrangling. They have landed Ricky Martin and Kelsey Grammer, along with Van Morrison and Ricky Schroeder.
Jesus Christ! Why not just have Jack Diamond and his girlfriend play?
Hey, you know, that's the way it always is.
Right.
I mean, it works that way. I mean, so what? They always don't have the big-time entertainment.
Old Laugh-In producer George Schlatter will put the whole thing together.
It'll be
good.
Was John Pop not available?
Apparently not.
Time out, Buzz.
Right.
We got to do a break. We're back up. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yes, Don and Mike, Carmo Joe here.
Homosexual Joseph, you have shown me something.
Homojo.com.
Homojo, it's 2001. Time to show me more.
With Mr. Condom.
Don and Mike live at the Super Bowl. 3 weeks from now, they will show you something.
Yep.
Clown porn aficionados.
Right.
Don and Mike.
We love it. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. We'll talk about a shopping spree. American Airlines, as expected, is buying up TWA for about $500 million. It's also buying some U.S. Airways assets from United, and it's buying a piece of the new DC Air at about $82 million. The jury's still out on whether all this is good or bad. Consumer advocates say fewer airlines mean less competition, which means higher prices and more attitude.
It's probably good, since don't we hate TWA?
We hate TWA. It's probably our least favorite airline because they screwed up that trip to Ireland that we had. And we never liked them since then.
No.
It's also one of the worst landings I've ever had. You were with me on that landing.
Yeah.
And there was an aborted landing. And,
there was an aborted landing where we went to BWI. Remember that, where you stayed on the plane and I got off?
Yes, I do.
See, you, me, and Ken Stevens on that plane.
I got off that plane. That was all TWA.
So long.
They're gone. American officials say TWA was going under anyway, so either way there would have been fewer airlines.
Can't imagine why they were going under.
And they say that even though there are fewer airlines, they now pretty much cover the same routes, which means, they say, more competition. We'll see.
Will they change the name of the dome?
I don't know.
You know, the Rams play the TWA Dome.
TWA Dome in St. Louis?
Yeah, well, will it be the American Airlines Dome?
I guess it would be now.
Does American Airlines have a stadium anywhere?
I don't think so. In Miami, they have a basketball stadium.
Ah,
Might have to be a conflict there.
Interesting.
Can you have more than one stadium?
Sure.
Does anybody have one?
Have a what?
More than
does
one?
Have more than
does
one?
Does anybody have more than one stadium?
I don't think
do any
so.
Of the big companies, like, you know, your
you know what?
Your FedExes, do they have...
I don't know if they have multiple ownerships in multiple sports.
I'd be curious if FedEx has, you know, more than one field.
Yeah.
Call Pepper Rogers.
Good question.
Hello, Pepper.
Northwest Airlines.
Show me something.
Northwest is paying over $7 million to the 7,000 passengers it stranded in Detroit in 1999. Happened during a nasty January snowstorm in which a dozen Northwest planes were stranded on the runways and tarmacs. You probably remember this.
Yeah.
So Northwest says it did nothing wrong. It's only paying to settle a class action lawsuit. But consumer advocates say the stranded passengers were entitled to something for being held captive on planes for 11 hours. With no food.
Yeah.
And overflowing toilets.
Runways and tarmacs and stools in the potty. Sitting next door to a kid who is snotty.
Thank you.
And stewardesses who are 40 years from being hotties. 40 years removed on the other side.
Lots of old stewardess who hit the wall. La, 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 la. You won't have a ball.
McDonald's is being sued over spilled coffee again. Oh, lots of missed flights. Lots of delays. Lots of cancellations. But pilots who don't talk and crash the plane. McDonald's being sued over spilled coffee again. This time, though, the lady suing is also going after the maker of the cup, Walmart, and her own mother. Teresa Reed of Southern Illinois says the cup of Joe she bought at the drive-thru in 1998 spilled and scalded her ankle as she put it into her cup holder. She says it left a permanent scar. She says Mickey D's served the coffee at a temperature too hot for consumption. She also blames the cup maker for not making a tighter lid and Walmart for selling her an accident-prone cup holder. She's suing her mother. She's suing her mother because she was driving her mother's car at the time. She says Mom was negligent for not taking more steps to protect the safety of the people in her vehicle.
She's suing her own mother?
Suing her mother.
I mean, how could she possibly have any credibility with all the other suits if she's suing her own mother?
I don't know. You know, you just throw it against the wall and see if it sticks.
No, she really needs a tighter lid for that bitch mouth. You really do. Forget about the lid for the coffee.
The bitchly mouth.
The next string of Survivor shows doesn't start for another 2.5 weeks, but CBS has already locked in Survivor 3. In fact, the network shows producers, interesting reaction. The network
we're happy about that, Buzz. That's our big sign.
The network and the show's producer have agreed to what they're calling a perpetual deal. That would keep the show on CBS for as long as it lasts, even if it goes all the way to Survivor 20. It would also keep Mark Burnett as the permanent producer. Negotiations were tough to go. Burnett wanted a piece of the advertising income, something CBS said he would never give up. No word on how they finally worked it out, but they did.
Ah, they did.
Now, the filming of Survivor 3 can begin immediately. So
and, of course, the show for his mother.
You're ready to hear this fall.
Carol Burnett.
Survivor 2 premieres right after the Super Bowl. when you run one of those so-called reality TV shows, the reality is stuff like this is going to happen. Today we learned that the producers of Temptation Island had to boot off one of the contestant couples when they found out the couple had a child together. This should have been uncovered during the screening process, but the producers didn't find out about the kid until 5 days into shooting the program.
Yeah, and they didn't want to take 8 tablets a day.
No.
That's a hassle, Mike.
They're down to 2, I hear.
It's a hassle.
The show airs on Fox, which is the same network that brought us the ill-fated Who Wants to Marry a Multimillionaire.
Yeah, they had nice herpetic child. No,
I love this island. Temptation. I'm so tempted.
Prenup,
where's the baby?
Herpes!
You know, that show's worth tuning in for,
yes,
simply to do a herpes check tonight. Yeah. Just to look very closely,
look at the lips,
at the mouths of all the contestants and check for, you know, herpetic sores.
Especially in the final episode.
Where's baby pustule? Come here, baby pustule. Shaker!
Prenuptial agreement can be a two-way street. Ask Michael Douglas, who recently married Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Zeta.
Word is, he signed a deal that has him paying $5 million to his wife in the event he's ever unfaithful during their marriage. Remember, this is the guy who was supposedly once treated for sex addiction. This is also the guy who split from his first wife after a string of affairs. That divorce cost him $44 million, so this pay-if-I-play deal may actually be cheaper for him.
He might be at the end of his string, though. I mean, there are a few exceptions to that rule, but isn't he looking at the 65
upper 50s.
Yeah,
he's very close to 60.
He's got the Viagra, though.
Yeah, he's got the Viagra.
Now, if he's upper 50s, you can still, you know. But I'm thinking, you know, there are only a few guys that go into that Anthony Quinn territory.
What? Michael Douglas also agreed to pay his new wife $1 million for every year they're married, should they ever call it quits.
Oh, wow. You mean that, like, if they're married 10 years, he gives her $10
million?
$10 million.
And an extra of $5 million if he cheats on it.
Good deal for his makeup, Buzz. Hold on, gotta do this again. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What if at a key moment in the game, my uniform bursts open and my bosoms come flying out? That might draw a crowd, right?
You think there were men in this country who went through your bosoms?
Just like 4 solid hours of prostate manipulation, the John and Mike Show.
Right. Higher.
Yeah.
Deeper.
Faster.
And oh yes, cut your fingernails.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, John and Mike. A runaway blimp advertising the new XFL Football League crashed into a restaurant and several boats along a marina in Oakland, California last night.
Was it a fabulous sports babe?
No.
Was it Kathy Whiteside?
No, this blimp was nearly as big as the Goodyear blimp, and no one was on board when it
incredible!
Crashed. The pilot had been having some mechanical problems. He made an emergency landing. While he and the crew tried to tie that sucker down, it got away.
Oh, no, Joe.
Get to know Charlie.
Can't control it. We're gonna crash.
Oops, Charlie. That was my fault.
It's
as usual.
Joe crashed the blimp.
Oh, then you
mad. Charlie had the mind of a child.
I did. Good night. La.
As expensive as they are, the commercial slots on the Super Bowl usually sell out, usually well before the deadline. That's not the case this year with CBS. It's the iNetwork's turn to air the big game, and it still has 6 slots, or about 10% of its commercial time, still unsold.
That's the NF.
The NF?
The Nance Factor.
Ah, there you go. One report says it's because so many dot-com companies have gone under. Spots are still available. But CBS says it planned it this way, to get top dollar for those commercials.
Yeah, that's right.
Sure, they're using their noodle.
Yeah, they're smart. CBS is a smart company.
Absolutely. CBS is already charging $2.3 million a spot, compared to the 1.6 to 1.9 of years gone by.
Charge them more.
We're getting very close to the ultimate lazy boy recliner. The Easy Chair Company has just teamed up with Microsoft to make a special recliner for web TV users. The chair comes with a wireless keyboard and a matching web TV receiver to put on top of the TV. The package comes with 2 free months of internet access. The left arm of the chair opens to reveal a swiveling table for the keyboard. That same arm also has electrical outlets with surge protectors and phone jacks. The right arm has a drink holder and a place to put your remote controls.
This is mine. This table and chair combo was meant for me. Oh, man. Surge protectors?
Well.
Oh, wow. What do you think of that, fan?
Rob.
Oh, I love this chair.
Rob.
My wonderful new chair.
Rob.
Chair sold for just over $1,000 in fabric and about $1,500 for leather or vinyl. If the music
Rob will take the vinyl.
Of course.
Smart move.
If the music videos you see these days look a little like porn films, there's a reason for that. Many of those videos are being directed by former porn maker Gregory Dark.
There you go.
I am familiar with his work. He directed a 16-year-old Tracy Lords in the now banned Sex Freaks. That's not the one I'm familiar with. But he did direct a couple of the Devil in Miss Jones sequels.
Those were gross porno movies.
And some were, some not so much.
Here's a new Britney Spears video right here. Got it for you.
Okay.
She's wearing the same outfit she wore on the American Music Awards the other night.
Funny you should mention that. Gregory Dark says he's directing Mandy Moore and Britney Spears video these days.
Wow.
Right.
He tells Esquire magazine, I've changed. People call me the devil, but at least I'm not an a-hole.
One more, Buzzy.
Let's make it this one. It's not quite the naked news you'll find on the internet, but real TV stations are starting to use blatant sexuality to get people to watch their newscasts.
Not Channel 5.
That's for sure.
Not unless you consider Mike Landis to be sexy.
No. If you pan out right now, pan down. You'll see. I'm naked. I'm Mike Landis.
On New York's WB station, the co-anchor has no qualms with wearing a top that exposes her belly button. The meteorologist shimmied last week to Will Smith's Getting Jiggy With It. Quoting the anchorwoman, there's a sexiness about the show. We do talk about sex, but that's what people talk about, so why can't we?
Good for them. They're gonna. This is going to be the future.
And that's the way it is.
If that's the case, we got to have entire new news staffs here in D.C.
Oh, absolutely. A complete overhaul.
Listen, who wants to see Kathleen Matthews pancakes? Not me.
Jesus Christ.
We really would. You know, seriously, you wouldn't have anybody left.
There's no POA.
Absolutely not.
I mean, you got Wendy Rieger. And you know who else?
Sherry Macias.
That Chinese girl on Channel 4.
She does it for me.
I'd like to see John Harder in a mesh top.
Buzz, thank you for the news and the comments tonight.
You bet.
Time now for our Call 100 and a prize package we've selected especially for you.
I test drove the Volvo, and you see him just wear with his nipples.
Big dog collar. Phone number 877-365-3636. Call 100 right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You've got bad breath, fellas. Bad breath.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I do. I forgot.
Two of Carmi's minions, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I just put a hold on that tape. Tomorrow, we're giving away a trip or two to New Orleans to see the WWF Royal Rumble. Hey, look, Buzz doesn't realize we're back on the air.
That's pretty funny, you know. He's just in a little snooze right
now. He's watching TV.
Hey, old man.
Nobody tell him.
Hey, old man.
Don't tell him.
Hey, old sir. No, but, Rob, don't
watch. Don't tell him. Don't tell him.
Yeah, just casually, hey.
WWF Royal Rumble in demand. Call your Comcast or Cox Cable system now to order WWF Royal Rumble.
He looked over here and we have the headphones on. He still doesn't think we're on.
I mean, June 21st on pay-per-view.
Yeah. Oh, the commercial break got shorter.
No, they didn't.
No, Buzz, you got older.
No, they didn't.
It was the Vanna White life story was on.
I read this whole slug.
He's trying to kill some time.
Tomorrow we're going to be doing the contest, What Would You Drink, for the trip to New Orleans I just read.
You know, what's funny about that, you gave us one look over there. You just looked over at us, and then you went back to watch it. It must have been pretty fast.
We had our headphones on.
Yeah, well, you do that a lot. I don't know. It just didn't look like you were doing a show, I guess.
We normally put the headphones on when we do the show.
We're so incredibly relaxed when we're doing the show. I know it's people that... We didn't have the headphones on. People think we were just taking a walk down the street.
Anyway, here he is, Rip Van Elston.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, the former Redskins coaches are not having any trouble finding work. Just days after being fired as offensive line coach, Russ Grimm's been hired by the Pittsburgh Steelers to do that same job for them.
I'm so happy about this.
Good. He's a good guy.
He spent 20 years in Washington. Our former head coach, Norv Turner, will be the offensive coordinator for the San Diego Chargers. He was in Washington for 6 years. Former Redskins defensive coordinator, Ray Rhodes, is considering doing his same job for Denver. And while we're playing Where Are They Now, former Redskins linebacker Matt Millen is the new president and GM of the Detroit Lions.
Great hire for them. He's a great guy.
And finally, on the downside, it took rescue crews 3 hours to pry cross-country trucker Tom Murphy out of his rig. He'd hit another truck near the New York-Pennsylvania border, and he sailed off a bridge and careened down a 300-foot embankment.
Sir, you're an idiot.
Hold on a second. Wait.
Is she right?
Hold on.
Are you some kind of moron?
That's the one I was looking
that's
for.
That's the one.
Are you some kind of moron?
So that's the downside. Now, on the plus side, trucker Tom Murphy was alive, and he's going to be okay.
Cletus, what are you beating your guns about?
One other thing. A rescuer say they figure the only reason Tom survived this spectacular accident is that he had a lot of padding.
And a cell phone call to his brother Dennis.
He had a lot of padding because he weighs 450 pounds.
Oh, man.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No!
Hey, well, the good news is you can go back and finish watching
Man of White story. Sir.
Whatever you're watching.
Fascinating.
We're here trying to feed our families.
It will fascinate.
Gotta go. We'll be back tomorrow with the all-new episode and the What Would You Drink contest.
All right.
For the trip to New Orleans, that's on tomorrow's episode. We broadcast live from the Super Bowl 2 weeks from Friday. Also upcoming, a free trip to Jamaica. We'll be doing that away.
Cool.
Come on. And the 2001 return of Strip Trivia.
Woohoo!
And Rob just reminded me, tomorrow's open line Thursday.
Oh, good.
Free for all on the telephone.
Fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
100.
Hello, what? Yeah, say it again, please.
I'm calling 100.
Yes, you are. And what's your name, my friend?
Ken LeClair.
Ken, where are you calling from?
From Beltsville, Maryland.
Ken, you won the WWF Royal Rumble prize pack, WWF Royal Rumble Live in your home. In demand.
All right.
Sunday, January 21st at 8 p.m. live from New Orleans. Everybody else, please call Comcast or Cox Cable now to order WWF Royal Rumble on pay-per-view. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Thank you.
Thanks. We do appreciate it. All right, everybody. Great to be back.
Yes, it is.
Great not to have to walk on if the walk off if the station stays on the air.
Yes.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Hopefully.
See you then. Thank you and good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Enjoy your TV.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Robbie?
Hey.
You're a beret in the air. Just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
That would have been a catch.
Yeah,
the best stuff, you know.
Shouldn't be putting that in my mouth.
See you tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Celebration is a be kind, be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.